everybody loves Dynamike.
Visit your Subaru dealer today to experience the exceptional traction, handling, and control of symmetrical all-wheel drive. Standard on every Subaru.
Mr. Constantine, I need to see what you see. What is that?
Something that's not supposed to be here. It's here. Something's coming. I can feel it. The battle begins to save our souls.
Don't want to know what's out there. Demons, angels, we're smacking them here.
Constantine. Hell wants him.
You're the one sword that come up here himself to collect.
So I've heard. Heaven won't take him.
You're going to hell because of the life you took.
Earth needs him.
No, so what?
I have no idea what just happened.
What happened?
Is it time?
It's an odd start to our little Friday show.
I don't know.
This is how we're going to start every Friday from now on.
Oh, right. I like it.
I started the show open.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then a commercial started.
Yes.
And I can't explain it.
And I wasn't looking at the clock. I was busy.
There should be no need to look at the clock.
Doing other stuff and looked up and said, look, we're on the air right now. What's happening?
Yeah.
And that's why I was busy doing something, so I turned Mike's microphone on and Buzz's microphone on.
And then I was ready to, do my chatter, and I heard a commercial.
Your platter here. Chatter.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea what just happened.
Okay. Hold on. What's wrong with this?
There it is.
Not
we're up
thing.
And running.
In control here now, gentlemen.
Hear ye.
Uh-huh. Here in the tuberculosis ward.
Oh, my God. Everybody has it now.
Everybody's sick.
Come on, Joe. How are you going to say your catchphrase, sweeping the nation, Joe?
He probably forgot.
No, I bet Beth Ann was on the phone about whatever just happened with whatever Rob just
probably.
Screwed
She's
up.
Probably. Efficient that way.
Hello?
Hello, is there anyone there?
Well, at least the phones are working.
Let's go to line six. Chris?
Larry, I'm glad to answer the questions from the fans.
We're going to take live phone calls.
Hey, Candace here! Have a can of beer!
Joe.
Ass.
Timing. Thank you, Joe.
Sure.
All right, bye-bye.
Good day.
Sure. Good day. And there he goes. And here we go with the show.
Well, we're ready now.
And see, if I hadn't had that acupuncture today...
You'd be upset right
now. You'd be stressed.
Boy, I'd be like, bull in a china shop.
Ladies and gentlemen, he may be a believer.
Yeah.
I predicted that might happen.
I'm mellowed out.
Needles and pins.
You feel good about it.
Needles and pins, you said?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right, Buzz.
Wow.
You didn't know that, did you?
No, I didn't
know that. The
song was recorded before they had electricity.
That's why I knew it.
Needles and pins on. Hey, you got the music for your dopey game?
Yes, I do. Matter of fact,
you find that?
You're going to that. Game.
Why wouldn't I go to that now? It's only the beginning of the show.
Pins on.
Acupuncture.
Yes.
Acupuncture.
Are we going to get an update on your acupuncture?
Yes, you will, but first you're going to get the groaners game.
I see the holes.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you're bleeding.
You do.
Light coming.
Although
I
did
put it in your temples, didn't I?
I did bleed somewhere.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
I'll tell you.
And it had nothing to do with the needles.
As Alice Cooper sings, only women bleed. But I bled as well today. The Groaner Gang.
Yes.
Okay, this game is called Rob Up.
Comedy Chronology.
Comedy Chronology.
Now, This is where even I step back. Let me let you behind the curtain of the evolution of this fine feature on the show. It started by parodying these groaners that we were sent by the comedy service. Mm-hmm. Then me and Mike had some fun. Scott Shannon, Milburn Drysdale.
Right.
Then the challenge became on the days that the groaners didn't show up. Well, maybe Rob would write one.
Yeah.
That's funny. And now Rob kind of writes them, and sometimes the service writes them. And then Rob has to come up with games. Now, in the past few days, we have gone through, and I have fully supported, playing the percentages, solidarity, all or nothing.
Uh-huh.
I've supported all of these.
He left one out.
The Intruder.
The intruder.
I'm sorry. And he left out Super Groner's Suite.
Well, however, the one today, I must say, I cannot give my stamp of approval to, but out of deference to my good buddy Rob,
fair enough,
we're going to give the format a shot.
It's come to this.
Can't wait to hear the rules.
It's a natural progression.
Your instincts are dead on, Mike, because that's what a Rob game is all about.
When he goes crazy with the rules.
This is a great game. And this
comedy chronology.
This involves you using your Drysdale and Shannon voices.
No.
I promised the guy yesterday it was part of the game.
You promised what guy yesterday?
A guy called and complained that you weren't using the voices.
Shut up. I don't care what you promised
So that
guy.
Rule is denied.
Okay.
I will tell you right off the bat, I wrote all three groaners today. That doesn't figure into the game.
All right. So please to be explaining.
Comedy. Chronology.
It's so easy. Uh-huh. He will read the groaners in no particular order, and you have to put them in the order in which they were written.
Jesus Christ.
Comedy chronology.
Seems fair to me.
Don't you see? It couldn't be more simple.
Yes. Yeah. The order in which the... What the hell does that have to do with anything?
Well, nothing, Mike.
That is me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Comedy chronology.
Don't you see?
Will there be any way of determining...
Super Groner Suite.
Of determining how you know, when you wrote this?
Well...
Comedy chronology.
No, is it the date of the material?
I've played this game already.
How'd that go?
Went great, Buzz. Went great in rehearsal. I lost.
Uh-huh.
I did not get the three in the order that he had written them.
Now, the quizmaster has the answer. You can see how they've been lettered at the end.
Yes,
that's the order in which they were written.
Okay.
Now, that's not to say they might not be read in order. It's totally random.
Comedy chronology.
Now, did Beth Ann have anything to do with this, or is this totally a SPWAC production?
This is just me and the Claret and D.
Okay, here we go. What Toyota does Magnum P.I. prefer?
What?
Tom Celica. Tom Celica.
Yep.
Then you have...
What's the game?
Comedy chronology.
I like your pluck.
Thank you.
You've got pluck.
Thank you.
With a P.
That's right.
What comic carries his young in a pouch?
Who?
Bill Marsupio. Bill Marsupio.
That's the one for all the earth science to...
Comedy chronology.
I wonder what order these will go in.
What rock group always has the whitest whites?
What?
The Bleach Boys. The Bleach...
Comedy chronology.
The Bleach Boys. And now, Mike's crossing himself.
Yeah, I was.
Now we have... Tom Celica, Bill Marsupio, and the Bleach Boys.
Now this is the hard part of comedy chronology.
Comedy chronology.
Oh, we haven't had the hard part.
No, that was the easy part.
No, here's the hard part. No, getting out of this. Mike, would you just say, hey now.
Thank you. Don and
Mike show. Now, I'm sorry, Don.
What, Mike?
Much like everything in the beginning of the show today, I'm a bit stunned. I was hit with a stun gun.
Mike, we'll start with you.
Comedy chronology.
What's the order? Is it, well, here are your choices. Tom Celica, Bill Marsupio, and the Bleach Boys. Mike.
I will pass.
And Buzz.
I think Bleach Boys first, then Celica, then Marsupial.
I'll tell you, he got it wrong, so if you want a shot, Mike.
Yeah.
Win all.
I get an extra shot?
Yeah.
I'll pass. Yeah.
Comedy chronology.
He wrote Celica, then Bleach Boys, then Bill Marsupial. That's the order of the game today.
Wow. You'll have another chance to win next week.
Oh, I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
Comedy chronology.
Yes, Sam, you can top that.
Hi there.
Hi, Julia.
Hello.
Are you proud of your father? Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
On a true story, he was a neo-Nazi, one true enemy, himself, a man of faith, with his soul torn apart, your discretion advised.
Comedy chronology.
How have you been? You are
I was a killer.
You can't win.
That was a killer.
If you don't play.
Oh, that's right. Well, I learned that lesson. Yeah. When do you do?
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Put-Down Money and all the ships at sea. They believe in petting.
Solid ears.
To a point.
Petting to a point.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Rob. Let's get retarded. Here. Not in my show. Hello, Jerry.
Hello.
Hi, Don. Hi, girl. Hi, Don. Okay. Hi, Don. Hi, Don. My show. New episode on this Friday.
Friday.
0218 05.
Hi, Don and Mike. Bus Burbank here.
Retarded. And it's Don and Mike show. New episode this Friday, and it's February 18th.
Wow.
Call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636 from Canada, from Mexico, 800-636-1067. And Washington, D.C. on WJFK-FM. Call us at 202-432-1067.
It feels like the middle of February.
It sure does.
Do it? Well, have a wonderful three-day weekend.
Yes.
You too.
Well, I'll be here on Monday.
Really?
Really?
No, I'm lying.
Oh, okay.
For a second, I had
you're
you.
You're a trooper, yeah.
I had you for
no,
a second.
No, I mean, it sounded like they were had, and then I just didn't know what to say, because yeah. Everybody was going,
you were stunned.
Really, you did surprise me out of the box.
Solidarity.
Thank you. Don't take that out of the thing. Would you please just get rid of it?
My God. So you're perky.
Comedy chronology.
Hi, Mike.
So you're perky with yeah. Your acupuncture.
Oh, yeah, you bet I am. My needles and pins up. So I go to see this lady today. Not Chinese, incidentally.
Really?
I had expected for some reason that I'd walk in and, like I said, she'd have the kabuki mask on.
Oh, I would have expected an Asian woman to be working on you.
Like a geisha girl, you know? Oh, hello, Mr. Don. How you doing, Mr. Don? Now, let me put the pins in your face.
And it was?
She was, she's a round eye. And she's an attractive woman, a real doctor. Type.
Really attractive or attractive?
Well, she might be listening, Mike. I would hate to, you know.
She was not bad looking?
Yeah.
Handsome.
How old? Fine.
Just right. I mean, you're going back. You don't want to ruffle anybody's feathers here.
That's right. Well,
you'd be real, like, candid if you weren't, you know, if you didn't care.
Well, Mike, she's a trained professional.
I think he is being candid.
And perhaps at the end of one of these sessions...
See, between 20 and 60?
Yes. And I know it's not the way that these things operate, but I was thinking perhaps at the end of one of these sessions, I'd get a happy ending.
You never know.
So, no, she's...
I'm not going to spoil that for you.
She's nice, and come on, I'm going with my wife. Right. You know, I mean, so it's not like I'm not going there to get laid. This is the place
Well, of course you're not, I mean, but you can always comment on whether, you know, you made a reference to the fact that she's a handsome woman.
Yeah, she would.
That immediately, you know, just the idea of somebody putting needles in you, I...
Very nice.
You know, why am I picturing Ginger from... Gilligan's Island.
No, shorter than that. Well, you know, see, I'm not going to spend the first 10 minutes describing her to you.
Okay.
I'll tell you.
Then take away my fun.
Okay. Shorter, kind of mousy.
Okay.
Feminine.
Petite.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Scholarly.
Okay.
Worldly.
Yeah.
Penetrating eyes.
Really?
Yes.
Very good. Oh.
And not that I counted, but 3 buttons undone on her blouse.
And she obviously instilled...
Over her doctor, underneath her doctor.
No, she obviously instilled confidence in you. You were...
Like, no, I... Listen, that's one thing I'm loaded with.
No, but I mean, in her ability to make you feel better, it sounds like she impressed you.
You became confident in her.
Yes, I did. Yeah, no, she's very nice.
You're confident.
Buster. Did she have glasses?
Yes, she did.
Hair in a bun.
Glasses that would perhaps come off at a certain point.
There goes sexy bun.
No, listen.
Hair in a bun.
This chick, this lady, she couldn't...
Let's get right down to it.
She couldn't be more...
One stick out of the hair.
A shot stick.
She could not be more serious.
Right.
So I sit down with her, and she says, why are you here? Okay, well, why am I here? Well, I'm here, I guess, because I'm stressed out. And, you know, I've tried everything, exercise, diet, all that. Whatever, I'm here. So I'm telling her some of this stuff, and then she's asking me about my history with health, and I tell her the whole thing about I'm adopted, and I got one kidney, and she says, one kidney? That's interesting, too, because all of this junk with, you know, your kidney's next to your heart, and your heart is the big thing, and you got to keep the kidney healthy. And I'm thinking I'm getting into this, and I might even tolerate the pointy pins and needles stuck in me, and and the only thing that I was concerned about was my feet, because I got an issue with my feet,
with people touching your feet,
seeing them. I mean, at the
How's the nail situation?
Here's the thing: the nails look great.
They're all cured.
There's one that's slightly askew.
Yes.
I'd take my shoes off for you now.
Right,
showing
right.
You. I mean, I'm not a
tight... But the big toe is no longer a problem.
Both big toes are beautiful
are
now.
Are good?
Yes, and I made sure, especially after seeing Regis's feet today. And Mike, thanks for the phone call. It's nice to get one of those in-reverse phone calls when something's happening on TV where I'm not always the guy calling saying, look at Regis's feet.
Oh, man, well, Don had hit me to, you know, watch Regis today, and, you know, and everything you've been saying about that show is true.
Regis got a pedicure today.
It's truly funny, but Regis's pedicure... And to see that bird foot that he's got, that foot looks like it belongs on the end of a seagull.
So I'm watching this as well and getting ready to go to the acupuncturist, and Frida said to me, you know, she might want to stick some needles in your ankles. So I'm looking at my feet, and I got a thing about my feet. I mean, I always have, back from toenail fungus. I mean, when I'm at the beach, it's okay, it's one thing. When I am at my scary, most romantic and intimate, totally nude, raw, always with socks on. Always with socks
Which
on.
Which is always an attractive look, too. You know, black or white, it doesn't matter.
One each.
Socks on and equals
if
hot.
If you're wondering...
Any of the, you know, movies I've watched over the years, you know, when the guy or gal are wearing socks, it makes
black.
It special.
I wear black socks. I wear black knee-high socks.
With garters.
Yeah, well, okay, on occasion. But anyway, I always wear socks. You know, like one of my wife's big thing was over this Valentine's Day, and I know she didn't mean this whole thing is, let's take a bath together. Let's see, light the candles, all that crap like from Cialis commercials.
You don't want to get the socks wet.
Thank you. I don't want to have to take off the socks right. to get in the bath. And those Cialis commercials, here's the problem with those commercials. All they're promising to the man is that he's going to get lead in his pencil.
Right.
But they are promoting it such as, it's going to be, the guy's going to want to hold hands. Like, they're showing an old guy.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
They're showing a really old guy, like 75 or so. Like, this guy, I'm sure, has not had sex since Nixon was president. But now he's got the pill.
Oh, that's right.
And now that he's got the pill, and he's ready to reacquaint himself with his wife, he's not going to be happy enough just to do the deed.
No, he's going to do the whole package.
Stroll arm in arm and look at sunsets.
Why do all those commercials?
Sit in matching bathtubs outside and hold hands together.
Those commercials emasculate men.
Yes.
They really do, and they don't, I don't think they intend to, but they do.
Oh, God.
Like that big dopey guy that's sitting there with the big grin and the wind like blowing through his white shirt, and the woman's just looking at him like he's like, hello, super stud. You know, it's time for you to service the account.
And me can't do it now. Me took Phil for 36 hours.
Okay, I took my pill now. Duh.
Those commercials do a disservice, you know.
Meanwhile, the FCC cracking down on the world, but of course, the drug companies, which have skated by every
regulation. Well, that's kind of how they've changed it now. They've changed it from the thing with the, hey, do you want a pickup in your step? And, you know, if you got one that lasts more than 4 hours now.
They all warn the 4 hour thing.
Yes, yeah. And God, give me one of those. give me one of those.
You don't want one of those, though. You don't want 4 hours. They warn, but they don't deliver.
What time is it now? 3? What time did I see the acupuncturist? 11? Someone call the doctor. Yeah. I've been guilty for 4 hours.
Guilty!
So those commercials stink because they're misleading. They're telling the... And that was my whole point, that my wife wants this romantic thing, and I won't do it because I got a foot thing. So now I'm really... pushed into a corner because I've met with this acupuncturist. She says to me, okay, great. I'm going to apply some needles. What I need you to do is take off your sweatshirt. I had on, like, sweatpants and a T-shirt. She says, take off your shoes and your socks.
Yeah, because reflexology, any of that acupuncture stuff, you know, it all centers around the feet.
I said, I got to take my socks off. She said, yeah, don't worry about it. I'll be right back. So she leaves. And, oh, how carefully I had scrubbed this morning, especially after seeing Regis is
scrubbing your feet?
Yeah.
Knowing that your feet might be part of it?
Knowing that they might be. And I didn't know that they would be such a gigantic part of it.
Mm-hmm.
That it's not the ankles where she wants to put most of the pins.
No. Soles of your shoes?
To my feet.
Yeah.
And that's where the blood was, Mike.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, well, that's where the needle, only one needle actually caused blood. And it
very
was
rare in acupuncture that the needle caused.
Well, it was this deal. Now, the needles she was using were like, they almost looked like push pins.
Yeah.
And for a lot of this, she had like some pack over my eyes, and she would just say, just relax. I'm going to poke this in. Tell me if you feel it. Tell me if you feel it. And every time it was like, I don't feel anything. I don't feel anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then down by my feet, she said, she said, you feel that? I said, I don't feel anything. And I said, ouch. She said, oh, okay. Oh, that's blood.
Oh, dear.
So I'm not,
really?
I'm not watching this.
What, did you go too deep?
I had the pack thing on my eye. I'm not really
your
sure.
Eyes.
So she put them, these pins in my head, in my face, on my arms, on my ankles, and then on my feet. And
nothing in the stomach area or anything like that?
No, but 14 of them right around my, you know, my thing.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
14 in your bag.
14, yeah, right. Wow. And that's right, Mike.
In your bean holder.
That's right.
Right, yeah.
No, there was, you know, to be honest, I don't know what configuration she had them in because I'm just laying there on the table.
Not looking.
I'm laying on the table.
Did you, when you were reclined when she did this?
I was laying down, yeah.
Lying
down.
When she started it and she started putting the needles in, did she have any music playing or anything like that?
Yeah, there's music playing throughout the,
Did you nod off at all? Did you basically go off into
Here's how I did know that it worked, at least to an extent. She said, now that I've got all the needles in, and she had such a gentle touch, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
She would actually pat my chest as she was standing there and saying, now I'm going to go away for a few minutes. We're going to leave you for about 25 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Just concentrate on the sounds of the music and mm-hmm. the sounds of the, you know, and I'm thinking, okay, and it's nice that she's, you know, she's
touching
my chest there, and it's okay. Then she leaves. She leaves, and my first instinct is to rip this thing off my eyes and get up and see what kind of situation I look like with these pins in me. Because I don't
know what kind of a pin cushion you are.
So I don't do that.
Good.
But I'm still laying still, and I'm thinking 25 minutes. I'm not going to last 25 minutes laying here with these pins in me.
Oh, so you were stressed out. You were already thinking time.
So I'm thinking, this is supposed to relax me. And then I think, I can't even feel these pins. Now, am I allowed to move my hands from the position that she's put me in, like the dead man position?
Uh-huh.
Am I allowed to move my hands? What happens if I got to scratch my nose? What happens if I start...
So your mind begins to race.
You're racing, yeah.
And then, I got to tell you, about 10 minutes into it, there you go.
You were out.
I'm not saying that I was out. I'm just saying that I forgot about all that stuff.
And you kind of chilled.
I would have to say, yes, that I did chill. For a brief period of time, I chilled.
Was there incense or were there candles, anything like that, or
no.
Just the music?
No.
A dark room, a semi-dark room?
No, I'm not kidding about this. No, she had a pack over my eyes,
right.
Like one of those wet packs that I couldn't see. This is the absolute, swear to God. I don't want to say I was like in some acupuncture zone, but I was relaxed.
Good.
The thing that really snapped me out of it was I heard my wife's voice in the next room.
Oh.
I swear to God. Because it's that close. One of the things that the lady said to me was, you know, get the sounds of the office with the music and just get a rhythm. And
yeah,
and,
uh-huh.
And I was into that, and then I heard a door open for next door. And that's when, I swear to God.
Soothing tones.
That's when the spell was broken.
Oh, man.
But I have committed to go back and try it again next week.
Well, it seemed to have the effect on you that I thought it might, that, you know, even people that are treated for aches and pains say that acupuncture is extremely relaxing. Mm-hmm. And if it did that for you, that's a good thing.
And she was telling me something because of the fact that I have only one kidney, that I don't know all the spiritualistic stuff about this, but, you know, as long as she's going to be putting the pins in,
uh-huh.
I'll be there.
Good.
I'll be her map.
Wonderful. Right.
For a couple of months.
Will she try different stuff?
A couple of weeks.
Is she going to give you the same treatment every time?
Mike, I don't know.
Who knows? Maybe you get the special treatment next time.
Hope so.
That'd be fun.
Wouldn't that be nice?
We're going to take all the needles out now. How are you feeling?
Now let's take that mask off. See, the thing is...
She's there in a leather teddy.
This is what I'm really worried about, is that this broad's listening to this right now, because...
And she'll do something like to blind you or something.
Well, no, because she had no idea. I mean, she's done some stuff with Frida before, with this new age yoga zen
right.
stuff. And she's saying to me when I'm talking to her before she's going to put the pins in me, she's saying, so, what do you do? I said, a radio show. Mm-hmm. Said, oh, really? I don't have much time. You know, what is it? 106.7.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not BSing me. She doesn't know. And now my fear is that she's going to turn it on today, because I've said to her,
uh-huh.
I said to her, she said, well, what's the show like? And I said, well, we don't talk about politics and junk. We talk about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I said that we talk about what idiots we are. I said, I've talked about this. I've talked about how I don't believe in acupuncture, and I'll probably talk about it today.
Uh-huh.
I didn't tell her that I would discuss her.
Well, you didn't know.
Her touch, her look.
Her penetrating eyes.
And my wife, right in the next room.
Uh-huh. Who snapped you out of your trance.
That's right, she did. But I'm going back, so, you know, who knows? Maybe she's listening out there. The doctor, not Frida.
Right.
Who just walked by.
Gallagher. Gallagher's here.
Okay, good. That's good. So that's the update. I got to go again on Wednesday.
Right.
And I'll let you know what happens. I tell you one thing that I did do that was a little spooky.
What?
After I did get up, even after I heard Frida's voice, I was still kind of relaxed. And I was so afraid that I might have been really mellowed out, almost like Austin Powers with the mojo.
Right.
Really, the first thing I did was she left the room and she said, okay, put your shoes and socks back. I'll be back. I stood up for, she's now, and watch out. Sometimes people lose their balance and stuff. So I stood up and I said, F, 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 F. F, mother F, mother F, mother F.
Why?
Because I want to make sure I still could.
Oh, okay.
Kidding you this
wow. time. This is going to be really scary. I'm not kidding you this time.
I'm not kidding you this time.
Wow.
And do I really have to take phone calls from people telling me I'm neurotic? Like, I don't know that. Ryan?
Jesus, Don. You're a mess.
Yeah, okay. Oh, thank you.
You don't have issues. You have subscriptions. And as far as the acupuncture goes, 3 billion Chinamen can't be wrong.
All right, get out of here.
Word.
Goodbye.
Word.
Get out of here.
Oh, my God.
Now, next on the list. Oh, here we go. Beth Ann McBride.
Yeah.
Got to bring up Beth Ann again.
Mm-hmm.
She is one lucky lady. She, this has nothing to do with anything we discussed about her in previous shows. Last night, she was leaving the radio station, and she borrowed one of the station's vans to drive home.
Huh. She didn't have a car?
Her daughter had her car or something like that. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know that part of the story until this morning when Beth Ann called me and said that either the station van outside her apartment condo had been towed or had been stolen.
Oh.
And as it turns out, I believe the answer is... Towed. I think towed.
Parked illegally.
Yeah, I believe so.
Wow. By Beth Ann.
That's right. Big van, says WJFK Redskins radio on it.
What about Beth Ann? What about the radio station exemption?
Hey, is she with the Gallagher?
Yeah.
How's he seem, Joe?
Seems cool.
Seems cool?
Yeah.
Good. Well, Beth Ann can't talk about her van by the river then.
Did you hear anything about that, Joe?
I did not.
You did not. What do you got planned this weekend, Joe? Thanks, Joe. Okay. See, I don't need to fill time with Joe.
Right.
I can fill time with something else.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, you got to bring more to the plate than just, even though it's Friday. I'll give him another chance.
See what Joe can do for us this time.
I'm truly fond of Joe. I bet he comes through this time.
You all are.
Me too.
Yeah, me too.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
See? look at how he's already picked it up.
The energy.
Sure.
What you got going this weekend, dude?
I'm going to knock off a couple of liquor.
Yeah.
Probably best we didn't hear that. Yeah, now nobody will know. Nobody
could
know that he's gonna have a crime spree this weekend.
Knock off a couple of liquor stores.
The Ardinger crime spree.
God damn it, Joe.
He's always masterminding something.
Right. Oh, Joe and Tracy.
If anybody,
in a Model T.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah, with one of those little Tommy guns.
If anybody has the a tape of this, I can't imagine why you would, but Dave Price, CBS Network TV weatherman, did in fact, I hear, give us big ups this morning.
He gave us a plug?
On the CBS early show.
He's a good guy.
He
did too? Johnny, he did too?
You got it, Johnny?
Oh, John's got it.
He said he'll have it for you in 2 minutes.
Oh, two minutes, okay.
2 minutes, all right, so we'll see.
John cut his hair off again. He did. Norman, our production guy.
Looks good.
He looks good with the short hair.
So many people do.
And I'm going to go to the zoo.
What, Joe?
I'm going to go to the zoo.
So she's still not back there?
No, she's...
Okay.
He's going to the zoo.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, my name is Allison. I'm an acupuncturist.
Yeah, hi, Allison.
You're an acupuncturist?
Yeah, I am. And I've been listening to your show since I was, I don't know, 6 years old.
Of course.
And now I'm...
Because we're very old. Yes, thank you.
Yeah. So, I wanted to offer up to either you or to Mike to try out some 26-year-old acupuncture in the D.C. area.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble, Allison?
Hold on, I think Buzz is...
Yeah, I've been told.
Buzz, don't horn in on this. She's talking to us now. Who is that?
Angelina Jolie in the lips, I've heard.
Mm. Really, in the lips? Mm.
In the lips, yeah.
In the lips.
Where do you practice your acupuncture?
I practice in Georgetown.
Georgetown. Hmm.
Well, I'm very happy with this doctor that I've got. So
I'm gonna, leave your number and Buzz and I will follow up and maybe Buzz, maybe we'll go down there together.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I think we should. I think you should do a little comparison on.
Could you handle two guys?
What are we doing it for?
Could you handle two guys at once?
I could.
Really?
I definitely could.
All right.
Let's take my laying on the table together. I'm a one table.
Well, we'll maybe we'll have a little stagger our appointments.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
That would be wonderful.
I know Buzz would want to do his all nude.
We could work with that.
All right.
See? How come with Buzz, if I said that for you or me?
Yeah, if you said it
you
for
know
me?
What they do?
If you had said it for me, I don't think so.
No, it's Buzz. Well, think about that? Yeah.
What am I going to get acupuncture for, Don? I'm not sure what I need it for.
I'm getting it for stress, Mike.
For stress?
Mm-hmm. And, of course, for my many issues.
It is definitely a great reason. And I noticed that you guys get a lot of colds.
A lot of colds?
You know why that is, honey? Because we didn't get the flu shots this year. And know what?
No.
That reminds me, I read a story.
Working at a radio station is like working in a Petri dish, right?
Hold on. I don't know if I got it anymore. Anyway, all the flu shots that they gave to old people and kept them from us young people.
Right.
Yeah.
And I love referring to us as young for a change.
Well, as kids.
Do you know that the mortality, the death rate from the flu this year as opposed to last year,
right.
Not only is it unchanged, fewer people died last year or died.
Let me help you out here. They just finished a 30-year study, and they believe that giving flu shots to older people has not saved a single life in 3 decades.
That's what I read.
Are you kidding me?
Not one life.
That's exactly what I read.
The percentages.
That's exactly what I read, my friend. Not one life, not one old bastard's life has been saved.
Right.
Yet you and I continually, what's my nickname around here? Johnny AIDS.
Yeah.
Because I'm always sick. And Buzz is sick. And Mike is sick. And Robbie's sick.
I think I need acupuncture to reduce my overactive sex drive.
I would work on the stress and the colds first.
Stress and the colds first?
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember when you were having problems with your chair. And you're having all the aches and pains.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, I like, I mean.
Yeah, you're paying attention to that, huh?
And I always think about calling.
Okay.
Yeah, little lady.
You're going to think I'm one of those whack jobs.
No. You're a professional. You licensed?
I am. I'm nationally and D.C. and Maryland. I live in
Rob, don't shake your head. She is licensed.
And Buzz?
Yes.
Maybe
it's like Rob thinks it's quackery. There
maybe
we go.
Buzz could
here comes old man Rob.
Yes, you have a wonderful license to practice witchcraft and hocus pocus.
I have a master's degree.
Would you give Buzz a senior discount?
How old is he?
62.
Sure.
Put this woman on hold, and we will get the information, and maybe we'll... If it works out for you, I'm going to try it.
Yeah, be sure you get the information.
What time of day do you get together with your two sisters and stir the big cauldron?
Rob. Rob needs it, too.
Yeah, that's what I need.
Headaches?
Yeah, this woman is a headache.
My goodness.
Wow. Why the hatred?
Because this is wrong. You're sticking needles in yourself.
There's the man with subscription.
Hold on. I did this, and I'm telling you, Robbie, I told you this in the office before the show. I did feel good.
Yeah, you know, you could have sat with any nice lady in a room, and she could have covered your head with a rag and said, now relax, and then you're going to be relaxed.
But I wouldn't have let a lady touch my feet. I don't let my wife touch my feet, for God's sake.
I don't think she really put needles in you.
Do you want to see the holes in my feet?
More than anything.
Do you want to see? My sock looks like Kurt Schilling's sock.
Okay? Well, it's just like a lunar eclipse when this happens.
I know.
And
I just drink it in when this happens.
Today,
Don't stare at it. No, don't stare at it. It'll burn your eyes.
Today you are a hero, and they will put that sock in the Hall of Fame. But that is nonsense, sticking needles in yourself.
I'm telling you, it worked, boy. I'm telling you, it worked.
All right, I'm going back. That's good.
You know me. I'm Mr. Cynical. I'm going back.
All right.
And I'm going back without my wife.
You're nuts then. Because it's wrong. It's needles. What are you doing?
I didn't even feel the needle.
He hates it when you open your mind even that much.
No, you see, they'll put a needle in your mind. They will.
It's a Chinese science. That's what it is.
Chinese, Japanese, they're all out to get you.
All right, now there, I agree with you there.
Yeah. Did you have to pay in yen? Gotta go to the World Bank, change some money, then go have them put needles in my brain. I still think it's wrong.
I liked it.
All right. Good.
Well, good luck with it.
Thanks.
And with you.
Thank you.
Everybody. I hope everyone
is better. I believe her name was Christine, right, Buzz?
No.
Alice.
Yeah, hello.
Alice.
Beth Ann.
Yeah.
Beth Ann. How is Gallagher?
Crusty.
He's definitely ready for his segment.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, good.
I'm ready for the segment to begin.
Okay. What? He's ready for it to begin?
Yeah.
Oh, like he's not, he doesn't want to wait.
No. I said I am.
Well, oh, you are.
Why are you ready?
Because geographically, I'd be here, he'd be there.
Geographically what?
She.
I'd be here, he'd be there.
She'd like to remain in the call screening room and have Gallagher in the studio. The sooner the better. I don't get it. I do.
Explain it, Buzz. What is she saying?
She's maybe not enjoying her time as much as you might think.
Oh. Oh, is that it?
Well, I'm just saying.
Is he there with you?
Yeah, he's talking to Joe right now.
Well, come in the studio then.
No, he can?
No, come in the studio.
Would it help if we had him towed?
Come on in.
She says he's crusty. I think that's...
Well, we'll give him a segment today. God, we've had him on like twice in a month.
No, he's going to be fine.
Yeah,
let's not start this off badly.
We've all liked Gallagher on the show.
He just, you know, he came at a time that we was kind of busy back there, and, you know,
He's a guest.
Punctual, for Christ's sake.
He is punctual. What's wrong with that? Nothing.
So tell me, countdown to BA's big one-woman show tomorrow. What time is that,
BA?
Are you going to do it?
Are you going to go on the air?
Oh, no, I'm talking about her appearance at the phone store.
Oh, the singular store.
Yeah. It's tomorrow.
What time is that at?
1:00.
You taking the station van?
You betcha. With my team, my street team.
So you took the van home last night.
Yeah, so I could get home. Sure.
And what happened?
Parked it.
Yeah.
Worked out till about 9:00.
Dave.
Yeah.
Commented that, man, maybe I should get that vehicle washed before my, thinking that as I was passing it in the parking lot, get it cleaned before my remote.
No.
She's dedicated.
That's so wrong. That's the word I was looking for. That's so wrong. You want to clean the, wash the station van.
Is that before or after the appearance? You get your satin jacket?
I don't like satin jackets.
I saw Beth Ann packing some kind of a suitcase, equipment suitcase, with cables and neatly coiled. And I asked her, I said, that's her kit. She's putting together a kit for her appearance tomorrow.
I like to call it my broadcasting supplies.
How many hours have you put into this appearance so far?
Shondell said it's the most put into any appearance she can think of in the last...
All of them combined.
Forever. Yeah.
But I didn't want to say that.
And what are you going to do at this phone store?
We're going to have fun.
Yes.
Okay.
We're going to raise the bar
besides,
with Limbo.
Yeah,
we're going to play Jeopardy because Ken Jennings is the spokesperson for Singular. If you've seen the commercial.
Oh, yes. You did that all on your own?
Yeah.
You came up with that.
Yeah.
Made the connection between the commercial and that's amazing.
That's good. That's smart.
Brilliant.
So tell us what happened with your van. The station van.
Right, so this morning, about 6:45, I got to take the dog out before I go to work, and she's doing her stuff, and I look over.
What are you doing home at 6:45?
Because as you know, the show doesn't start.
I'm getting ready to leave.
The show doesn't start till 3, and God damn it, she must be here by at least 6:30 a.m.
Uh-huh. She was home at 6:45, that's why the problem happened.
Slacker.
So I look up, and there's a truck where I thought the van. And I kept looking around, and my dog has a retractable lead, and I'm moving, and I don't see it. I go, oh, my God, the station van has been stolen.
That would be a good thing. We need a new van anyway.
So my mind's going, I can't believe it was stolen. It wasn't stolen.
We need a Hummer.
It was towed.
It was towed.
Oh, wow.
So at that time in the morning,
you
can't...
stickers where you park, and it didn't
matter. Yeah.
Somebody was a little overzealous with that.
I think so.
Because it had the station logo on it.
Hey, look at it. WJFK.
Yeah, of course. It drew attention to it.
Hey, it's a chance to tow WJFK.
And they did.
So
all the way to Centerville.
So how'd you get the van back, the truck back?
Well, I...
Yeah?
Took my car, drove all the way to Centerville with Matt, the engineer. And when we got there, he was going to drive the station van.
Matt, the touchy engineer.
I was going to drive my car, and I realized I didn't bring the keys to the van with me.
Oh, dear.
So you got the sales guy all the way out there with you in your car.
It was the engineer.
Oh, I'm sorry, the engineer guy.
Right.
I get it mixed up with your other guy, the sales guy. But you got the guy from the station out there.
Right.
Then you don't have the keys to the van.
Right.
So you come all the way back.
Uh-huh.
And go all the way back out again?
You got it.
Okay. And how much was the towing charge?
90. And they don't have change. Bring exact.
You know, towing is like the worst. Towing is the worst.
All right, B.A.
Happy day.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Be sure and expense all that.
You going to put that in your weekend show? Is that? I mean, are you going to use that as part of your stuff at Singular tomorrow?
No, we're going to focus on the positive.
Positive fun and games. And balloons for the kids.
Can't do a
remote without balloons for the kids.
All right, before we go to break, here's whatever Dave Price said this morning. I'm sure it will be less than stellar.
I don't know. Let's find out.
See, the acupuncture has it out. Look at that. Going into this with a bad attitude.
It's not very positive.
I'm sure this will stink. But let's hear it anyway.
You're right, Rob.
That's right.
You're always right.
It is very nice to see you on the plaza. We have got groups from North Carolina, more groups from England, people gathering from all over the world. And, of course, we have everyone who listens to Don and Mike on the radio. Spoke to my good buddies there yesterday. Howdy, guys.
Oh,
let's see what's happening as we take a check of the weather all over the United States at this hour.
You did it.
Okay, well,
full-fledger right there.
Wow, acupuncture be damned. That was a full-out by Dave Price.
Yeah.
Too bad only three people watched that show.
Absolutely.
But still, we must thank him.
I wonder what time it happened.
Well, it would either be at like 7:30 or 8:30.
Yeah, I guess it's all kind of like prime time.
It's all good. Yeah, except as I mentioned, three people watched the show.
There you go. See, Rob's right. It didn't do any good.
Well, Rob told me that.
Yeah.
How many people watch that show?
Let's really, him stuck. Number is 15.
Yeah. Okay.
Now that's when we'll have a chance.
Yeah.
If we get Rob to get into the acupuncture booth, we can knock him off Don simultaneously.
Anyway, thank you very much, Dave Price. That was very nice. Krusty Gallagher.
Gallagher is in the building.
Yay. How does he? We've had him on the phone, I think, twice in the last month.
He's funny.
And we've fallen in love with him.
Yeah, because, anything you ask the guy, he's got the opinion.
So we'll see. And I don't think he's prepared to smash anything today.
No, I don't believe so.
No smashing allowed.
Unless we could maybe bring Cameron in here. I saw Cameron roaming the hallways.
Yes.
Cameron's head. Smash it like a, like a watermelon.
So, Gallagher, and let's fall in love all over again.
Yes.
Right after this. This right here.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Gallagher fix.
Yes.
I've been fascinated every time he's been on the telephone.
It's been great. We did not expect to get the opinionated Gallagher with really something to say about everything.
Indeed. We frankly were totally blown away the first time that he was on the show. He made a lot of really great statements. Something about it doesn't matter where the booger is from, what knows the booger is from.
Oh, wonderful statements like
that. Something like that. Had bad stuff to say about all kinds of comedians.
We love
then,
that.
Then the guy is on the telephone and he's a little spaced out,
mm-hmm.
didn't remember he was on our show, and then remembered that he had been on the show, and started to rail against comedians again.
Yeah, and said good things about certain comedians, but had a strong opinion about everybody we asked mm-hmm. him about.
So let's wheel him in here now.
Let's bring in Gallagher.
Yay. Let's bring him in.
And I want to find out how he's doing with his show that's here in Washington.
Thanks, Rob. That's really going to help.
What's that?
Rob just goes and opens the door.
Holds open the door. No one, well, that's a start.
No one's there.
Rob's just holding the door open right now.
And here comes Beth Ann McBride.
All right. All right, we're waiting for him, and here he comes. Gallagher. Oh, he's coming in. There he is.
Excellent.
Hi, Gallagher.
Gallagher.
How are you?
Well,
he brought his mallet.
Hey, you know what?
He looks old.
He came to play, though. He came to play. He did. It looks like he did bring something.
Hey, how are you, Gallagher? What's happening, dude?
Looking good.
It's very nice to meet you.
Well, I'll fix that.
Yeah. Have a seat or stand, whatever you like.
Well, I might get a...
Now, is this the same one you use on stage, Gallagher, the sledgehammer?
That's one of the hammers. I brought that one for reference to let you see, you know, how...
Wow, that's big.
Wow. Look at that. Mike loves
that's
that
thing.
That's
a medium. That would be... that would be... Like a 9-iron.
A 9-iron? Okay. All right. So you have bigger ones that you use there. You know, I love this shit.
The length of the handle is important for head speed, because if you have a longer...
Yeah, head speed is important, right?
It's the most important.
Absolutely.
Force is equal to mass times acceleration.
Absolutely.
Right? So it's not really the size of the hammer head,
right,
but
right.
the speed.
Ah.
Click, click.
Yeah, I could smack to that.
That's the hammer alarm that we have in here. And every time anybody says that...
But I'm going to turn it off now officially as long as Gallagher
we're talking
is here.
About
yes.
this subject,
yes.
right.
The click, click, click.
And, you know, I remember you from your videos with the big, bushy, dark hair.
Yeah.
Now with the hair the way it is, can I tell you something? You look a little Jimmy Buffett-y.
Yeah, everybody says I should work with him. They say that I'm about the same as him. We're outsiders.
Uh-huh.
We don't really work in Hollywood and New York. We're party guys. We're real entertainers. We're on the road doing the job.
Mm-hmm, right.
And I'm 58, you know. The hair just don't stay. So I have a friend, Jim Stafford, and he's getting that hair plugged in. He had 3,000 plugs done. He's in Branson. You don't have
That's a shot.
I don't
Branson.
Like spiders and snakes.
No, we're not on in Branson, but God knows we should be.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, I am a big Jim. God, this is going to...
You are a big Jim Stafford.
We all
are.
I am a big Jim Stafford fan, all the way from Wildwood Weed to My Girl Bill.
Okay, wait a minute. Who do you think wrote My Girl Bill?
Did you write that?
Bill walked me to his door last
You did
night.
Not write that song.
I helped.
Rob, get the box. I know it's on the box, but you didn't write that song.
What do you mean it's on the box? It'll say thanks to Gallagher.
No, it won't.
It will, too. I'll get Jim on the phone.
He will.
I'll get him on the phone.
He'll do it.
We'll call him up on the air. I'd love to talk to Jim Stafford. I would. I'm a Jim Stafford fan.
All right.
Chewing that wild weed.
I knew it would be like this. I knew it would be good like this.
I met him my first day in show business.
Really?
I called his agent from the Yellow Pages, and I went over and I did Sledge-O-Matic in the agent's office, and he said, I got a client named Jim Stafford. You should go and see him. And so then I did, and I lived in his hotel room for years.
Wow. Who gave you your first, was that the first time you were on TV?
No.
No?
I got on way before Jim. Jim had hours and hours of material, and I had this one routine.
Mm-hmm.
And I got fired from my first job, and I went and sat on my dad's boat in the harbor in St. Petersburg, and some people came by who could get you on the Mike Douglas show, and they did.
Wow.
They looked at my dad's boat, and my dad said, look, my son wants to be a comedian. He just got fired. So I told the story of how I got fired at Quickie's Pancake House and Topless Bar. And they laughed so much, they said, just come on the show and do that. Just tell about that. And I said, no, I have this great routine where I smack food.
Quickie's Pancake House and Topless Bar.
Newport Richey, Florida.
Right, right.
He had both of those things.
Mm-hmm.
He had, and you just, there was a little hall way in between.
You know, Buzz mentioned something about you the other day, that when back when, I don't know, that's Buzz in the next room. I don't know, 20
There's
years ago.
There's a Buzz in here.
Yes.
Yeah. When your tapes first started coming out,
right,
that you actually would have biting social satire.
Always. That's always been part of the routine.
They would throw in between smashing watermelons.
20 years ago, I said they shouldn't call it Social Security. They should call it So-So Security. And now it's finally the issue.
Absolutely
I'm
true.
I'm just 25 years ahead of my time.
I must be honest. The joke wasn't, that joke wasn't funny then.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It's the duty of the comedian to draw the public's attention. I'm an observer. See, an artist goes to the mountain and looks back at society and behavior and sees what it is for its truth. Then you go back into the valley amongst those folks.
Yes.
And you tell them who they are and what they're doing.
Okay. We can't say that T word.
Be a little careful. Yeah, we got in trouble, Gallagher.
The FCC is cracking down on all of us.
Well, can you say crack?
Yes.
Well, yeah. It depends. It depends. If you're talking about smoking it, yeah. If you're talking about seeing it out of the back end of someone's pants.
This is what we need to discuss. Because
all right, let's discuss this within the parameters that we're allowed to. We'll do, because it's unfortunate what's happened.
Well, now, you couldn't say, all right, the A word.
You can't say that.
You can say
ass. Can you say
ass?
Now, why?
Who knows?
Do you know why? I'll tell you, because the president said it.
Okay.
I thought you could say because he is an ass.
Right. The president said we're going to kick something in Iraq or the general did or something.
Well, that's not why it's okay to say ass. Yes, it's always been okay to say ass.
Yeah, but he also said A-H way back when he called. Remember when he called that reporter?
That's true. Yes.
Yeah, but you've never been able to say A-H on the radio.
No. Yeah, you can't say that.
No.
That was like a gray
area. But now you can say ass.
But yes,
here my point is, why do they have cheerleaders at a football game if sex isn't associated with athletic sports?
I agree.
Then why be upset about Janet Jackson?
Right.
And pretend as though we're not looking at bouncing
things.
So does Gallagher 2005, do you say that and then smash the watermelon? I mean, do you still
I think when we had you on, the last time we had you on, you said you bring out the sledgematic. That's kind of the crescendo, that's the closing bit.
What about this?
Okay.
You want to have sex with a woman, but you have dinner first.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right. Now, how contradictory is that to be sipping wine and talking about the day's activities when you know later on, whack, whack.
Right.
Ain't it the same thing? There's act one, act two, and act... This is why I'm saying these other comedians don't have
a
closer. They don't have an act three. Stephen Wright, same level throughout the entire show.
Right.
You see?
In fact, crescendo.
Right. If you go to see Jay Leno, he's going to do the same style of thing at the end of his show that he does at the beginning. Uh-huh. No dynamics.
But with Stephen Wright, isn't that part of the charm of Stephen Wright is that it's that monologue tone throughout?
No, it's monotony. It's about psychology. Here, let me see. I think I visited with Purdue University the other day.
He's pulling out business cards.
He's got business cards all over the place.
Purdue, the Department of Clinical Psychology. Habituation. If you do the same thing over
Why'd you give me this guy's card
to prove that he was there?
Because everybody in Hollywood is
crazy.
Is an ass.
Well, they're a liar. They don't say or do anything about what they really do. And you see, I was with Marriott today because I'm going to revolutionize the hotel business.
Good. Now, this is the hotel you're staying in. I'm not kidding.
I know it. But it's the general manager, and we had a meeting today. You can call him. And we discussed revolutionizing the hotel business.
All right.
I'm going to start.
Okay. What are you going to do?
Hotels for family reunions.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
that's a good idea.
Because families need to have these experiences, and we're not building facilities for them. We need a large...
My family would not, but I mean, that's fine.
They would.
We can't even get together, one time in 10 years. It's difficult.
Because there isn't a fun place. If it was a big room...
How do you make it fun, Gallagher?
A jacuzzi, a great big table, a common kitchen, and little bedrooms in a circle.
It's brilliant.
Huh?
That's brilliant.
Hey, your guy, your general manager?
Yeah.
I'm getting voicemail here.
Voicemail?
Yep.
All right.
No.
Yes, I swear to God.
Oh, dear.
I mean, I can't. That's another FCC thing. I can't put a phone call on the air without someone's permission. But I just got voicemail for your big contact.
How is your show? You had an issue with tickets for your show.
Yes. How are sales for the show this weekend?
Terrible. And I can't.
It's still terrible.
It means that Virginia is somehow different than every other state in the United States. And as a promoter, I need to figure this out because I have my hand on the pulse of the American buying
public. He's holding his wrist right
now. So you're not selling as many tickets here as you have around the country?
in the depressed areas.
Wow.
And I pass so many beautiful buildings that I know people are earning a fine living inside of.
Yes.
You know, my show is, when people go to my show, they tell me this is the most fun I ever had. How can people miss out on this and not take advantage of this?
I agree.
I'm selling 25 tickets a day.
25 tickets a day. How many tickets is Jim Stafford selling in Branford?
Branson.
Do you want the truth?
Yeah,
really. He has a 1,300-seater, and he's doing about 800 now, and he's fired the band.
Oh, really?
Oh,
wow.
That's too bad.
Oh,
well,
wow.
Wait a minute. What? Times are hard up and down that strip.
Branson?
Yeah.
Branson isn't thriving?
Nothing in the United States is thriving. People are not going out.
Huh. Why?
Really? How about the Andy Williams Theater in Branson?
Yeah, what about it?
What, Rob?
Andy Williams Moon River Theater.
How's it doing?
Is
it really called the Andy Williams Moon River Theater?
Yeah. Yes.
Of course it is.
Yes.
How's it doing, Gallagher?
Not any better.
Not any better.
He built a 2,000-seater there, and he's got problems. He brings in two celebrities at once to do the shows there. People aren't going out. It started with the problems in Iraq. Uh-huh. And then they just never got back into it.
I don't like spiders and snakes.
Did you have anything to do with writing this one at all?
I love this song.
I had to go and fix the tape recorder so they could play the demo tape.
Really? Nah, you didn't have anything to do with the writing of this. And you didn't have anything to do with the writing of My Girl Bill.
I did too. Jim was drunk all the time. and he would tell me about an idea for a song, and I would keep track of it. And then when he was sober, we would work on the song.
Really? Really?
Of course.
So he was drinking constantly.
Okay, well then let's see.
Have you done any heavy drinking in your career?
Of course. I hang out with him.
But here, I whenever I watch you back in the day, and even I never figured you for a guy that liked to go out and have a few pops.
Oh, I did.
Well, it would be the third drug. First, I would LSD.
Okay.
Then I would do marijuana.
Yeah,
then I would drink. But back then, LSD was available, and it was just wonderful. If you quartered the tabs, you quartered
them. That's right, quartered.
You didn't get greedy.
Have them again.
Bill walked me to my door last night, and I said...
Before I go,
there's something about our love affair that I think you ought to know.
I have a right to know.
He knows. I feel like I've taken a quarter tab right now.
I'll tell you what. If
why don't we step inside
it,
and discuss this?
It.
Now those
man
I wrote
to man.
It appears
how organized I am.
Gallagher has been taking copious notes about something. What? That is a notebook that is just jammed with stuff. What is on that notebook?
It's a new notebook. Only has 3 or 4 pages.
Well, what is in there?
This is what I'm going to discuss today.
Oh. Today on this show.
Yeah.
And now, right. Bill, we just left her place. And she said she doesn't want to see your face. Do I have the words correct or not?
Of course not. You know you're nowhere near it.
I'm everywhere. Bill walked me to my door last night, and I said, did you really write that song or not?
I helped him.
Co-wrote.
Sure.
Helped.
Wrote okay. I wrote it down on paper. Jim never wrote. Jim didn't answer the phone.
No.
When he rang, he would scowl at it.
It was the guy at the Marriott that didn't answer the phone.
Him either.
Hold on, Gallagher. Here are some of your fans calling now. Here's Harris. Harris, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Great show. I saw Gallagher probably 6 or 7 times. He came to town every year I was there.
Well, thanks for letting him down this time.
Yeah, I mean, I should be at work right now, but I'd rather be listening to Gallagher.
Now, are you going to the show this weekend?
No.
See? You're letting him down.
That's okay. I've already influenced you.
I actually didn't know there was a show this weekend, so maybe I will. Where is the show?
It's at the... Where are you calling from?
Is it the State Theater?
I'm in the D.C. area.
Oh, it's at the State Theater in Falls Church.
Yes. Oh, I'm real close to that. Maybe I will go to that.
Saturday and Sunday.
Tell me this. Was it the best time you ever had?
I don't know if it was the best time I ever had, but every year after, you know, he would do his show, and it wasn't just the Sledge-O-Matic. I mean, it was a whole show, and he just brings out the Sledge-O-Matic at the end.
Yeah, look at how he likes that. You like that when people say that, Gallagher.
Right.
You're more than just the Sledge-O-Matic.
That's right.
It was way more.
I mean,
it's...
Okay, even, bye. Get out of here. Kelly, hello, Don and Mike Show.
Are we going to go through these till we find someone who hates me?
No. Actually, there's no one here that hates you.
Is everybody showing Gallagher the Quan that's on the line?
Yeah, I don't care.
I get bored with people.
I want honest opinions. You're right.
Hello, Kelly.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey, listen, I have a question. I used to know a girl in Los Angeles. We did a series of projects together, and I believe she was Gallagher's old girlfriend.
What was her name?
Robin.
Ever?
Riker.
Yes.
Was it Robin Riker?
Yes.
Robin.
She's telling the truth, Gallagher?
Yes.
All right.
Do you stay in touch with her?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I could. I mean, I just don't know why we're so far apart. But, yes, we lived together, and I loved her very much. She was very cute.
She was a wonderful. She is a wonderful woman. She's not gone, so.
Well, she's so wonderful. What happened?
She married someone else.
I'm not asking you. I'm asking Gallagher.
She married someone else.
Okay. And now, look, here's the guy who says he went to college with you. This is Steve.
Great.
From Tampa
Bay. Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great. Steve.
Hey, Gallagher, listen, we went to college together at University of South Florida in Tampa.
Killer. My student number was 14059. What's yours?
I don't remember. It's in my yearbook, but you graduated ahead of me. I think you graduated in 69.
Oh, you graduated when they used Social Security numbers.
Yes, sir.
What did you major in, Gallagher?
Everything. Staying out of the draft.
Hey, listen, it was a great time down here in Tampa, and I've seen your show probably three or four times since, and everybody who's listening, it's a great show, and we've talked a time or two way back when. Gallagher's a great guy, too.
He doesn't remember you. Trust me, he doesn't remember you, sir.
Oh, no. I know
Gallagher doesn't remember
me. I'm just saying that. Right. I remember him, and
you're
gone.
You are. Nothing. You are nothing to him. Did you know Jim Stafford married Bobby Gentry?
Yeah.
I can't stump you on anything.
Did you go to that wedding?
Yeah, but he's going to visit with the son they had together this weekend, and I'm going to pick Jim up at the airport.
You're lying.
Monday.
You're lying.
Wow. No, I'm not.
You're not picking Jim Stafford up on Monday.
You've got to get Jim Stafford on the line.
All right. 5-9. Oh, I can't.
You're writing it down.
I can't tell everybody his cell number.
There you go.
What is this? Trying to get tickets to the show. Dave. Dave in Pennsylvania. Dave.
Yeah, hey, I can tell you why he's not selling any tickets for a show. That State Theater is a joke. I called there three different times today. I played with their phone machine 10 times, left messages, and nobody answers the phone there.
There you
now
go.
That is the problem.
I knew there was some problem.
All right, thank you, Dave.
That's unfortunate.
And that's a guy. That's a guy from Pennsylvania.
That's my income.
Wanted to come to see you.
Unfortunate.
So we trying to call.
That's not good.
No.
We're trying to call Jim Stafford now.
Yeah.
Oh, not that I'm not excited to have you here at Gallagher, but boy, that would be the cherry.
You're a fan.
I'm not kidding.
You're
calling
fan.
His cell phone. His cell phone.
Is he just going to scowl at it?
No, he's better now.
Oh, good.
He's gotten better.
I
just want to find out if you really did write.
I co-wrote
My Girl Bill. Just let me ask him that first.
All right.
And then...
You got him? Okay, hang on to come on the air.
All right.
Jim Stafford
on the line.
Jim Stafford,
yeah.
Everybody.
Oh, this
All
is,
right.
This is
Jim
a play.
Stafford. Hi, Jim. It's Don
Hello.
And Mike. Hi, and we're here with Gallagher. And before we let Gallagher speak, I just want to say, Jim, this is Gallagher's segment, but I'm a huge Jim Stafford fan, and I must know, who wrote My Girl Bill?
I wrote My Girl Bill.
Yeah, you wrote it. You wrote it. Jim Stafford, you wrote it.
And did Gallagher assist you in any way with that song?
Well, yes, I believe Gallagher was, I couldn't tell you exactly the details, but we were together at the time,
uh-huh.
And we wrote a lot of things where I might contribute something to his deal, and he would contribute something to my deal.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The thing that I remember about the song is we were up around Hilton Head Island and in Georgia, and we were going someplace, and we were listening to the radio, and the DJ said, My Girl Will, this side or the other, and I was in the back seat, and I said, does that guy just say My Girl Bill? And somebody in the front said, no, he said, My Girl Will,
this side or the other. Well, Gallagher, step up to the microphone now. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. See, Gallagher's all pissed now.
Gallagher's pointing at himself.
I'm not pissed. I was the guy in the front seat.
Are you? why doesn't Jim remember that?
Gallagher was the guy in the front seat.
I was driving.
And listen, let me put it this way. I'm sure that Gallagher had something to do with that song.
All right, what about Wildwood Weed?
Because he and I did a lot of writing together.
Uh-huh.
As a matter of fact, for a long time, I had helped him write the closer for his Sledgematic piece, which meant The Avon lady may ring your chimes, but me and my hammer just knocked one time.
Yeah. Remember it.
I remember a lot of great times with Gallagher out on the road, and we were trading around ideas and trading around concepts and everything. And I'll just say this about Gallagher. I know that people talk all the time about the best comic and who's the best comics and what are the 10 top comics.
The 100
all those kinds of things. There was a thing on the Comedy Channel the other day about the top 100 comics.
Yeah, Gallagher's pissed about that.
And I would really like to say this, because I believe that pound for pound, it's pretty hard for anybody to touch Gallagher, and I'll tell you why. The other day, he may not say anything about this, but the other day he did a show someplace, and the guy said, when can we have you back? And Gallagher said, you can have me back tomorrow. I didn't use any of my material.
There you go. Wow.
Now, what Gallagher did was walk out there and ad-lib a two-hour show. And let me tell you something. I don't know anybody, anywhere in comedy that can go out there and ad-lib a half-hour show, much less a two-hour show. And he just went out there and rocked those people for 2 hours and made it up as he went along.
That's cool.
And I'm going to tell you something. You tell me who can do it.
Hey, well, Jim, am I picking you
up? Because Robin Williams crafts his spontaneity. Everybody knows that.
Hey, look,
he
crafts his spontaneity.
They said,
he works on it all the time. He works real hard to look spontaneous.
Okay.
A lot of comics do that.
Ask him,
is spontaneous. There's a big difference.
Hey, Jim, am I picking you up on Monday?
Yes, answer that, please.
And to visit with Tyler, the son you had with Bobby Gentry?
Tell you the truth, I don't know. I'll have to talk to you about that privately, because I'm not sure how that's going.
But if you were going to do that, Gallagher, I believe.
Listen,
all right,
I apologize, Gallagher. Not only did you co-write My Girl Bill, co-wrote it.
But no, I found out Jim wrote Sledgematic, so I didn't.
explain out to Jim, so Jim's not confused.
Yeah. I came up with it.
I know.
The only thing I haven't written in a long time is that freaking speech I just gave you about Gallagher making up stuff. He knows that.
See, here's the thing, Jim. Your name comes up on the show, and I said to Gallagher, I said, oh, My Girl Bill. He said, I wrote that song. I said, you did not write that song. Jim Stafford wrote that song.
Gallagher gets his phone out, his cell phone.
Says, call him.
Call him right now.
So that's why we called him.
So we did.
Jim Stafford.
Well, if he says he contributed, he probably did.
Well,
But that was a long time ago, and I can't tell you. Can he tell Gallagher, what part did you write?
Yes, what part did you write?
I don't remember.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
But you're going to have to find another, because she's my girl, Bill.
Hey, this is great fun, guys. I want to tell you, I appreciate you calling me. I'm out on the tennis court. It's a beautiful day here in the
Oh, thank my God, because we thought you were maybe having a heart attack.
I thought you were about to die or something, like an OD or something on the phone.
And tell Jim what a big fan you are. You're a huge fan of Jim Stafford,
well,
right?
Let me just say, Wildwood Weed, the, you know, Spiders and Snakes, the Bulldog song, your TV show.
Yep, sure.
Hell, I'm such a goober, I seen you in concert.
There you go.
I seen you. I like you, Jim.
If you can believe this, this is my 16th year in my own theater here in Branson, Missouri.
Congratulations.
I believe
16
that.
16 years.
Mm-hmm. I believe that. And I believe that My Girl Bill is perhaps the greatest love song of the 20th century.
Agreed.
Oh, now you're talking.
I am. All right, Jim. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you very much for that.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
You didn't mention his first hit.
Which was what?
Swamp Witch.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Right. But that was like a mid-chart, though. I think Wildwood Weed
was number one throughout the South,
right, okay.
And it started it.
Okay, but there's
Swamp Witch.
There's 50
Black
states.
Blackwater Hattie lived back in the swamp where the strange green reptiles crawl, and the snakes hang thick from the cypress trees like sausage on a smokehouse wall.
Yeah.
And the swamp is alive with 1,000 eyes, and all of them watching you.
I remember.
Stay off of the track of Hattie's shack in the back of the Black Bayou.
Oh,
yeah, that's great.
Oh, my God.
Gallagher, here's a guy who says he's open for you.
Okay.
Brett. Hello, Brett.
Hey there, Gallagher. It's Brett the Irish comic. How you doing?
Brett the Irish comic. Do you know this guy, Gallagher?
I've never had an opening act.
Up in Baltimore a couple months ago.
Oh, at the talk show?
I used to work for Live 105.
It's a DJ guy.
Oh, get out of here.
He was on it. Didn't he come on our show and fail miserably one time when,
who's that?
When we were in Baltimore, the Irish comic guy?
Yes.
Didn't you remember that? Yeah. That's the same
guy.
I blocked
that out.
Yeah.
What made you say that I wouldn't be picking Jim up to take him to his son by Bobby Gentry, who lives in L.A.?
Just for fun.
Yeah.
He's a liar. He's just a fun liar.
Yeah, he's screwing with you. Well, it's too funny that you are friends with Jim Stafford.
I told you it started. I'm from Tampa and he's from Winter Haven. And we had the same agent. Florida's not a big place.
I know, but
if you want to get into comedy, I drove him. I answered his phone. I wrote jokes on the summer show for him.
On his TV show, right?
Yeah.
And Swamp Witch. Thank you, Rob.
A lot of his routines, the comedy routines I wrote, we didn't discuss that, but I wrote a routine, what if different songwriters had been there instead of Sir Francis Scott Key to write the national anthem? He had this national anthem routine.
Right.
That worked really good.
Okay.
And
that was on the TV show?
No, it's in his live act.
In his live act?
I wrote a lot of his live act. But you see, the Bellamy brothers were represented by the producer that brought him that tape, because the Bellamy brothers wrote... Spiders and Snakes. It used to go like this. I used to live a long time ago. Don't ask me how I know. I just did. And then it got into I Don't Like Spiders and Snakes. Howard and Dave wrote that.
Uh-huh.
Howard actually got my job after I quit to be a comedian.
So you were almost in the Bellamy brothers.
Huh? We all lived in one house.
So it's you and the Bellamy brothers and Jim Stafford.
And Jim. And I'm just the flunky, so I got to go to the hardware store and get the tools to fix the tape machine because the spindle flies around.
Okay, hold on a second. We're off track here.
You said I wasn't important in playing the tape. I don't like spiders and snakes.
Take issue with that.
All right, I take it back.
Okay, good.
And Swamp Witch, thank you, Rob, did some research. Swamp Witch was, in fact, a top 40 hit. It was number 39.
It did make the top 40.
On the Hot 100.
Nationally.
All right, cool. All right, here's Vanessa.
I like that. That was killer.
Here's Vanessa in Sacramento, California for you, Gallagher. Vanessa.
Hi.
Hello.
Gallagher's a liar. Prove me wrong.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually from Alaska, and I saw Gallagher in Palmer at our state fair.
Is that Palmer, Alaska?
Yeah.
You played Alaska, Gallagher?
Wow, Palmer. He's thrilled.
I bet you they didn't have stage lights. I bet they didn't have chairs. I bet you they had mosquitoes.
And you bitched about it just this much then.
Good man. Good man. Thank you, Vanessa.
Bye, guys.
Gallagher, can you stay for another segment?
Yeah.
Of course, what else you got to do?
Yeah.
Your show's not till tomorrow at the State Theater.
I can stay here until tomorrow.
And Sunday night. And I know we asked you about this on the telephone. When we come back, might we broach the topic of your brother?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Very good. We're with Gallagher, and he's going to be at the State Theater tomorrow night and Sunday night, and they're having some kind of problem down there, so maybe drive down
there. Be forceful when you ask
for the
tickets.
Be forceful, and at least they got a problem with the machine or something.
I put you on the phone with Jim Stafford.
I believe
on his cell phone.
I believe you. Okay, you were still on the air. I mean, you've got your headphones off. We're still on the air, dude.
You're playing the Bellamy Brothers.
Yeah.
We haven't left. They're big hit, Let You Love Go.
I was just showing them.
Well, they didn't write that. See, the universe paid them back for losing their hit to Jim.
Right.
They got this from somebody in Australia.
Okay.
All right. Oh, and Chris, one more call before the break. Chris, you're on with Gallagher.
Hey, Gallagher, how you doing?
I'm trying to prove I'm not a liar.
He's not a liar.
It's working.
Well, I tell you what. I saw Gallagher in 86 at the Kennedy Center in D.C.
In the Kennedy Center. Imagine that. I got to make a mess in the Kennedy Center.
Palmer, yes, Alaska, and the Kennedy Center. That's a working comedian, ladies and gentlemen.
That's what I'm saying.
There you go.
And I bought a T-shirt that has a silkscreen of Gallagher on it, and it's got him on, like, he's got a spring on one foot and a boot on the other, and he's smashing a watermelon.
Do you care about this, Gallagher?
It was a medium. And now I'm in about an extra large. And let me tell you something. I still wear it all the time.
All right, good for you.
Come
to my show and I'll give you a new shirt.
Where are you going to be? And
Jesus,
God,
we've said it 10 times.
State Theater.
God.
Falls Church, VA, tomorrow and Sunday night for Gallagher.
Right.
We'll be back and we'll ask him about how do you think this is going? Are you happy with this?
Yes, I'm pleased.
Okay, good. So are we. And we'll talk about your crazy brother when we come back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Whenever the f*** I please.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Shilly-dilly-dokey, yo. I'm an idiot. Yeah, that's true.
Noted Caucasians, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Here we are back with Gallagher. One more segment with Gallagher, fabulous Gallagher, comedian number 100. Comedy Central's 100 funniest stand-ups of all time.
That's how this whole thing started. That's how we heard about Gallagher talking about that list. We called him and then found out he was coming to town.
He's live at the State Theater in Falls Church tomorrow and Sunday night. He's slaying us with stuff here during the breaks.
Oh,
he said if you could, you just use initials instead of the words. Those are all great stories you're telling us.
We were having a chat about Bill O'Reilly, which was interesting.
Well, it went on everything from leasing a car to why people drive SUVs to the bastard Bill O'Reilly.
The dumbing of America, you know, it's...
He
never stops thinking.
Lay some of that on us. I drive an SUV. Why am I bad?
Because you don't...
Oh, I'm sorry. There you go. What?
You don't need an SUV.
Sure,
you're not athletic. I'm looking at your belly.
I'm a man. I'm a man. I need an SUV.
You're not like a rock. You're like a marshmallow. You need a sedan. Do you have a back seat in your truck?
Yeah, I got 7 seats in the truck.
Well, then you need that's a car. It's not a truck. Can you pick up a 4x8 sheet of plywood in your truck? Can it lay down in the bed in the back? You have a 4x8 bed. No.
I don't know.
You'd have to stay. You of course, because you never went to get plywood. You don't need a truck.
No, but I do because I'm a man. I don't mind being
a man. Be a man with a reasonable vehicle that matches the uses that you have for them. Right. When a woman wears bib overalls and she's not a pig farmer, she's just as much a fake. You're a poser. You're pretending. Nobody believes it. If your SUV doesn't have scratches on it, if the tires aren't worn out, if you have big bulky tires and you won't even go over a curb.
I won't.
Why do you need the four-wheel drive? See, America's buying too much to impress somebody else with their lie. And it's not the truth.
Right, Gallagher, what about your brother? Really, now, we asked you about this, and we were fascinated when we heard this, that there was a twin brother.
They're two brothers, right? There's your twin brother.
No, he's not a twin.
He's not a twin.
No. Not an exact
twin. You have two brothers?
Every night, a guy comes to the show that looks more like me than my brother.
Okay. you have the brother that is not a twin, but he looked like you a little
bit.
And he's the brother that you have issues with.
Yeah, because he ripped off the act, right?
I let him have it.
Mm.
I have 13 hours on videotape. Jim just told you I can ad-lib a show. I don't need these old jokes, and they're good jokes.
So
why not let my brother do them in small clubs and in that way entertain more of America?
Okay.
I can't be everywhere.
At this point, you do this for you're helping your brother out.
Because he didn't have a job.
Okay, all right.
And I told him, he didn't know if he could be a comedian. I said, if as long as you end the show with smacking food, you're going to be okay. Because you'll get off stage. You need to get off, right? And so I gave him to Tom Sobel, the manager of a comedy caravan in Louisville, Kentucky, and he managed him and got him jobs for 5 years. Then his staff hated working with my brother and said, you got to get rid of him.
Your brother was trouble.
Oh, he's a pompous, just like Tom Snyder.
You were talking about Tom Snyder.
Really? And you know, he had the ego and no talent. I mean, come on.
That's very bad combination.
And now, what would you say if I'm a Gallagher fan and I'm living in a town like Louisville?
Yeah.
And I go to say, hey, I want to see Gallagher.
Yeah.
And I go and maybe I don't know that it's not you.
He advertised it. Clearly.
Oh, he advertised Gallagher 2.
So he ever that he wasn't the real
deal. For 5 years, Gallagher 2 met my brother.
That's
why the number 2 is there.
Then how did the stories get out that he had ripped off your act and that
I don't know. People somehow felt like, oh, I heard your brother does the same act. What does that mean?
Right,
of course I gave him my permission. When I finally took him to federal court in Detroit.
Wow. I would love to sit in that jury, that's for sure. Yeah.
And I showed them. They never went to jury. The judge noticed I had 2 copyrights, one on my name and one on my logo, and I said I no longer give him the permission. It was over with. And not only can he not do the smacking, he can't have a mustache or wear a hat.
Wow.
Screw him.
What is the biggest item that you use with the Sledgematic now? What is the biggest thing you smash now?
I would say a wok frying pan full of 3 dozen eggs and 2 bags of miniature marshmallows.
Now, I was watching Letterman the other night, And Letterman's doing a bit he's not done for 20 years.
Yeah.
Where he throws stuff off the side of the building.
Yeah, guess where he got that.
Okay, this is what I want to go to. I want to find out. Because he does the thing where he throws all the watermelons off the side of the building, and it looks like fireworks.
Right.
They set it to music in slow motion. Was he doing that before you were smashing watermelons?
No,
do you feel David Letterman stole your idea?
Oh, we worked in the same little club in the valley out in Los Angeles. There was only the three of us, me, him, and a group called the Junkman and the Carpenter, and at Murray Langston's club. And he knew what I did. And the reason we were there was to keep comedians from stealing our jokes if we worked at the Comedy Store, because they stayed at the hotel next door. So he knows about stealing, too. He actually, you know, remember that press where he'd press something
and
burst. Make it squash?
Right.
That's all fine and good, but he should have had me on his show. If you're going to take my stuff, then at least, you know, be a friend and let me be on the show sometime and turn on America. He is so insecure. Him and Jay Leno, so insecure.
You can say goddamn.
Jay Leno has ruined The Tonight Show, which used to be a place where new comedians could be on. Jay hogs the first half hour, does the entire thing himself, then he has on the pretty girl, then he has on the weird band, and nobody gets to be... a new comic.
Letterman will occasionally bring on a comedian.
More than Jay.
More than Jay does. And occasionally it looks like... I remember in the old days, it was kind of like you would have the guys that would go out to the comedy clubs to...
That's how
people would break into the business.
What did you say? It's you and Letterman and what was the other name you used? Murray
Langston.
That's the guy with the bag on his head, right?
Yeah.
So you mean you and Letterman and the unknown comic?
We're in his club. Murray got the money from Sonny and Cher show.
Okay.
The unknown comic, right?
Right. He was on with a black guy. They did a duo on that show. And he bought a lesbian bar on Lancashire and Victory in the Valley. And I went there. Jim Stafford was there the first night I went there.
I believe you. We don't have to call him. We don't have to call him. I believe you, Gallagher.
I was saying, we were talking about to some of the guys out there. To do this for as long as you have done it, and to be, as I think you put it, a real working comedian, that you travel all over. How many days a year are you on the road?
250.
So you got to dig it, right? I would assume you wouldn't be doing this this long. I mean,
you don't know America if you don't go there.
Did you ever get screwed by one of the cable companies? It seems to me that in the very beginning of like HBO or Showtime,
I helped them make their network.
When they would first come on, it would be like the two or three same movies, and it would always be the Gallagher special that would be on.
I did a new special for them every 6 months for 4 or 5 years. How I made the 13 one-hour shows. And then they just got rid of me and moved on. And I need somebody to help me now. I need to be on TV.
Right.
And I have an older face.
Right.
They want young people. And
I know we asked you about this, but I'd like to ask you to see your reaction. The ultimate slap in your face, Carrot Top.
Right.
Carrot Top, that bastard. Really?
Really?
Really. Not as funny. Awful props. An ugly man, a man who's bulked himself up.
A man who appears to have had some sort of plastic surgery, we should point out as well.
And he's ripped off your act and he's doing a crappy job of it.
Right. At least if you're going to reach in a box and get a prop, pull out something funny.
Right.
He has to go like this. Come on! He'll show the joke and then he'll say, come on, when they don't laugh. You don't drag it out of people. It's supposed to be an involuntary reflex. They're supposed to naturally laugh. You don't go, come on!
How come you're not booked like on the Regis show? I see him on the Regis and Kelly show, and I'm thinking, what has Carrot Top done to deserve being on this show?
One name, striped T-shirts, mic around the neck, pulling props out of a box. Come on! That's me!
All right, Gallagher, here are more calls for
is it
you.
Regis? Let's get Regis.
I don't know.
Regis.
Here's Dave in Buffalo, New York. Dave.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, Dave.
Gallagher, how's it going?
Well, I'm irritated.
I love that.
Well, I got to tell you this. I got to see you the first time when I was a kid. San Francisco Cow Palace, halftime show of Kenny Rogers and Dottie West. My parents went to see them because my mom knew.
Hey, that was a cheery gig, huh?
Yeah, and before the show, Gallagher came out and... He got the crowd worked up, and he was spent like a half an hour ad-libbing all kinds of stuff. I was a little kid, at the time, Robin Williams was just getting real famous, and I had seen him as a street performer, and thought he was the funniest guy ever. And then,
hey, listen, Richie Rich, is there an end to the story?
Can we perhaps find the point?
Well,
I'm so glad you saw Robin Williams when he was a street performer.
Right. Well, the thing is, Gallagher is the funniest guy alive.
Okay.
I named my kid after Robin Williams. Gallagher, my mom.
What was that? Name a kid? Who named
a kid? He named a kid after a street performer.
Yes, I did.
Get out of here. You idiot. Here's Russ. Hello, Russ, Don and Mike show. You're on with Gallagher.
Hey, Gallagher, I got to tell you, man, nothing was better than watching you on the Comedy Channel and getting stoned.
That's what I thought everybody was doing, because I was.
Yeah, they were.
Every one of my videotapes, I'm stoned on.
I thought so.
I smoked before I went out.
You think everything is, though. Plus, thanks to Sopranos.
Might have been my perspective.
How much of your material did you write while you were stoned?
All of it.
Yeah, that's why it's funny.
I smoked every day from when I was 22 till I was 50, when I promised God I wouldn't smoke if I could get out of this situation in Kansas. I was in Kansas, and I put a joint in the ashtray, and I got out of my car at a Dairy Queen to stretch my back, and the door clicked one time, and it was locked, and then my keys were inside, and a truck was going through the Dairy Queen drive-thru, and he says, "You want me to call the cops, and they can help you open that?"
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't want the cops here at all. So then he pulls around, and he says, "Well, see that truck over there? That's a friend of mine. I think he's got one of them Slim Jims.
Right.
You want me to get him?" So we went over to that guy's truck, and the guy says to him, "How is it being off the force now?"
You're kidding. You're kidding. And,
no.
You
really,
and so you promised to God at that time.
It turned into a circus. And more people kept showing up. And more people kept showing up. They couldn't open the door. And the word got out in the town that Gallagher was down there and he locked his keys. There was 100 people. And a kid almost got hit.
Oh.
And I looked at the heavens and I said, because I knew this lesbian cop wouldn't let me off. The guys with the mustache, if they smelled the dope in there, they're good old boys. But once this lesbian cop showed up, I knew she was going to go by the rules. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then these kids were looking in the window, describing the contents of the car. And he's got a this and a this. And I said, "Oh, God, get me out of this, and I'll never smoke again."
And you got out of it.
Somehow they opened the doors, and people didn't smell what I smelled.
Good. One more call. And then you got to go. Rose, I don't mean you got to go. I mean, you know, we got to. I'm always bad at this part of the show, at telling someone.
Especially when we've had a nice time.
There's
no graceful way to do it.
Rose, hello, Rose.
Hello. Gallagher is the funniest human being in the world.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. And the kindest human being in the world.
What'd I do?
34 years ago tomorrow. You were in
a child.
At the ice house in Pasadena, California.
Yeah.
And you kissed me on the cheek, and you made me the happiest young woman in the whole world. And tomorrow, on my birthday, I will be at the State Theater to see you again.
All right. Thank you for giving me herpes 34 years ago. Now, don't look at me in that tone of voice. I'm kidding, Gallagher. I'm kidding.
Gallagher's being silent right now. Makes us all very nervous when Gallagher's silent.
You know? It's funny like that.
Yes.
He is a funny son of a bitch. You really are.
You know what?
Without smashing the stuff, you are a funny son of a bitch.
Always has been.
I think you gotta.
You are.
You gotta.
I was trying to be an engineer. You know, my bag's full of science magazines, and people said you're funny. You ought to be a comedian.
And that's how it started.
Yeah, I'd written a routine already and sent it to George Carlin.
Mm-hmm.
And so then when he didn't do anything with it, then
right.
I thought, well, I'll use that routine.
And you just, you took to it right away when you were on stage. I mean, you actually...
I naturally...
Red.
When I met Jim Stavrid, he had 3 hours of material.
Right.
And I
get the red hair
knew,
girl.
And
right.
I still knew how to... I knew I could help him.
Mm-hmm. Gallagher, you don't even realize this. Excuse me. There's, you know, Mike, that new red hair girl?
No, I haven't met her.
The new intern?
The new intern?
She's just staring out in the standing hall, staring at Gallagher like he's a monkey in the zoo.
Now, hi, you are the new intern?
Yeah, my name is...
And you are how old?
19.
And your name is?
Kitty.
Look how red her face is, almost as red as her hair.
And Kitty, you are somehow, you have not hung around the window when we've been doing the show, but Gallagher is doing it for you?
Yeah, going back and forth doing some promotion stuff, so I'm...
And now you're just standing out there staring at him, so here he is. Go ahead, talk to him.
Meet you.
Hi, Kitty.
How are you?
Well, I'm ranting and raving. Uh-huh. Do I remind you of your dad?
No.
I'm 58. How old is your dad?
Like 43.
43. Uh-huh. I'm older than your dad.
Yeah.
I know a thing or two he doesn't know.
Yes.
Would you like to shake hands with Gallagher?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Yeah.
How about a hug?
Want a hug?
How about a hug
from Gallagher?
How about a hug?
I'm okay She's for hugs right. today.
Well, you were out there, staring out the window, you know.
Using my time wisely, and you know.
No, you're not using your time wisely. You're standing outside the window like a dope staring in here. So hug the goddamn
hug
guy.
Get out of here.
Out
all
of
right,
here.
There we go. All right, there's the hug.
There
all right, very
go.
Nice. All right, very nice meeting you.
Nice.
Take care. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
She's got an interesting look.
I'll tell you one thing.
I had not seen her face.
I want to say this about her. She ain't calendar material.
No, she's not.
But
no.
She doesn't have a boy name. At least she's not Sam or Alex. That's more the mixed up thing going on in America. The women are naming their daughters like plumber names. It's Sam. Samantha becomes Sam. Alexandra, Alex. They took Jamie, Jesse, and Jody. I sign autographs. The names are going away. They take the Y off and put an I. That all of a sudden, Tony is a cute little thing.
Okay,
it's like their truck.
Now you have to go. You're on a roll. Now you have to go. Now we got a break. And now it's over now, Gallagher.
Now listen, now I don't know what the deal is at the State Theater, but you are going to be there tomorrow night. And
I'm going there now to answer the phone.
I guarantee you'll sell out this goddamn show now. Yes, tomorrow night, Sunday night, Gallagher. Gallagher, really? You're funny as hell.
Absolute pleasure having you on the show.
You pulled Jim Stafford?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is great. Come back anytime. Call us anytime.
All right.
Call us anytime.
Bye.
And I hope you get back on TV, damn it.
Really?
I really do.
Amen.
I truly, truly do. That was a
blast. Now what? Are you depressed?
No.
Okay. All right. You don't look happy.
Well, he's not happy ever. When he came in, he wasn't
telling people everything that happened.
He's done.
He's done.
The energy level comes down a little bit.
I know.
Yeah, I hate these awkward goodbyes.
Me too.
It's always difficult.
But I like leaving the microphones on during the awkward goodbyes.
Look at our happy producer, Gallagher. Look at our happy producer.
Look at Beth Ann. She's so happy.
BMP.
Hey, BA.
He brought the sledge-o-matic. Big finish. That's fantastic. There he goes.
Thanks, Gallagher.
Thanks, Gallagher. Great guy.
Bye.
There he goes.
What way is that to act? We just gave him two segments. He walks out of here like he's pissed off.
He's not.
I think
he's just sad to go. The same way we're sad to see him go.
He's not
mad at all.
Maybe he needs acupuncture.
He might.
Maybe he does.
Maybe we all do.
That's not what he needs.
Buzz and I are getting acupuncture from
Allison in Allison, Georgetown.
That's right, yes. Absolutely.
Boy, where's that music? He said the word.
Oh, he did? Well, yeah. Are we reacting?
Oh, I forgot.
No, we turned it off for the segment, please.
You're right. I'm sorry. We turned it off. We turned it off.
Should we reactivate it?
That's the first time I've seen the new intern. Have you seen the new intern?
Extraordinary.
Wouldn't I like to?
Okay.
Very nice.
Testing.
Very nice.
Hammer.
Now it's working.
It's back. Okay, let's turn it off.
Click.
Thank you. Our thanks to Gallagher.
Absolutely.
It really is funny as hell. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Billy Bush from Access Hollywood is on the line. We'll talk with Billy here about Brad Pitt, but also, let me draw Billy into this for a second. He's a famous guy. Hey, Billy.
Yo.
Here is Billy Bush, lottery winner from Access Hollywood. That's tonight, 7:30 on NBC4. Around the country, check your local listings. Billy, I'm sure your show is seen in the market of Green Bay, Wisconsin, right?
Huge in Green Bay.
Right. Well, I got some news. I don't mean to tear up your segment with this. We'll keep this brief. Our station in Green Bay, WNFL, we've been on this station like 6 years. They're about to blow the station up.
Oh, that's too bad.
But they don't want us to know it.
Oh, really?
They don't want us to know it.
Oh.
So that we won't tell the people in Green Bay to call the station and tell them they're fools. And we're working on a list of other stations that you should call. Green Bay is one of the markets that we do care about.
We do, absolutely.
Billy, you know this about our show. We're a nationally syndicated regional show that have at least three digits.
right?
In their market size.
Yes.
Meaning if it's from market 100 on down, trust me, you can hear us there.
Absolutely.
So these cities like Green Bay are important to us, and I'd be goddamn, we're going to get screwed by another corporate... in the religion of... it's either... They're going to either change the station to religion or make it more of that Rush Limbaugh crap.
Oh my God.
That's what we need.
So we got to get out of this situation.
Okay.
And the people in Green Bay have to call WNFL and have to tell them they know what's going on.
Good.
And that no matter what format... And if not, let's call the other stations. Let's find out what the crappiest FM classic rock station is in Green Bay.
Right.
And get the show there. And Billy, you're behind us, correct?
Stand firmly behind you, although I can't see, if they do switch to Christian radio, how you could pause for the Don and Mike show in the afternoon.
Yeah, that is true.
Have a point,
Billy. We've been told that before, that we would be a good fit on a Christian radio station, and we knew they were lying. And I think, to the best of my knowledge, lying is a sin. So there's the contradiction there.
And you heard it from Billy Bush from Access Hollywood. He says, you know, it's wrong.
Yeah,
it would be a shame to see the Don and Mike.
Thank you, Billy.
Consider that the Don and Mike show is great entertainment and is absolutely necessary for many people.
And listen, let's not just put it on ourselves here. When we have Billy on the show every day, listen, for all those booger-eating Packer fans who I love so much,
right?
That's the closest they're ever going to really get to Hollywood.
Absolutely.
TV,
sure.
But they hear him on the show.
Yes,
they hear
and it's a much more intimate segment than he's allowed to do in his regular venue.
They hear the essence of Billy Bush,
Absolutely.
The man who's flying around the country having his Arnold Palmer drinks.
A man who has already told us that someday he hopes to be the next Greg Kinnear.
The next Greg Kinnear.
Show tonight.
Should we act out our scene from...
as good as it gets. I keep forgetting that was the movie.
That'll be as good as it gets, too.
Now, tonight on Access Hollywood, Brad Pitt. Now, normally, who cares about Brad Pitt? But this piece of ass that he's supposed to be with, Billy, what's her name?
April Florio.
Have you seen the pictures of this girl?
No, I have not. Yes,
she's the one. Now, Billy, is she the one that broke up the thing with Aniston?
No, she. You know, it's an interesting little back and forth. Us Weekly, you know, has run this thing with April Florio, and they're saying that, you know, they have her saying that she was that Brad was coming on to her and trying to kiss her and all these things. And then she interviewed with Donny Deutsch and us last night. We put a camera on her, and she said, no, that's really not the case. I met him for about 5 minutes. But when I sat down with this writer, the writer was asking, according to her, asking her hypothetical questions like, if Brad Pitt were to come on to you, what would you do?
What'd she say then?
And then she'd give her bite, and then she's saying that they took those bites out of context and used them as if it did happen.
The sound bites. So, in your...
She's getting her 15 minutes right now. She's in our lead piece, and she's attractive.
Now, has she been in anything? Is she a model? What is she?
She's 22, married, and has done a bit of modeling, so...
So she's married, too.
She's cute, but, you know, I don't see how you dump Aniston. I mean, I know that all guys eventually get sick of all women. You know, even those of us that are married to the women that we love more than anything. You know, come on. After a while... Thank you, Rob.
Rob was a far one hand back.
Thank you. I just want to point out, and Mike's off the hook on this.
Yes, I am.
Buzz just kind of gives me the thumbs up, nonverbal thumbs up.
But the meaty hams together around Rob Bewack.
And you asked me why I'm so fond of him.
Yes, they don't look into the hatred that he has for his soul.
he speaks the truth.
His soul is black as sackcloth.
Billy,
how could
any guy, I mean, even though I know you're going to get sick of all women eventually, so you might as well pick a good one, you know, to be miserable with. What happened there? Aniston. She's hot. She's sexy.
Well, unfortunately, there's so many things. Neither one of them has spoken about it. But there's too many things to read. Most people believe that it's just
he's snagging around.
No, not that. It's just I think that they're direct. You know, my general belief is the directions were just off. He wanted a family and moving in that direction, and she was sort of coming out of Friends and watching her movie career do well. Along Came Polly did well. bunch of movies have done well, and she's kind of on a tear and wants to focus on that.
You think there's a chance that Brad Pitt sets her down and says, now listen, honey, here's the deal. I'm the man, you're the woman. You got a nice little cute career, and you got a TV show, and you're in some movies, but really, I'm the man. So how about from now on, you sit back, and you're the baby machine. Meanwhile, I'll go out, and I'll be the star.
Is that your dream scenario?
With Jennifer Aniston?
It doesn't go over very well with a lot of people.
I wouldn't think so.
Is it true?
But they celebrated her 36th birthday. They had a party at their house. This is just in the last few days. Party at their Beverly Hills home together, and had friends over. The two of them were, you know, he had a party for her, and it's not like they're totally on the outs.
Right, and right. Then
do you think there's a chance?
I think it's two people trying to work it out.
Do you think they're trying to get back together? There's a chance they could get back together?
I think certainly there's a chance, absolutely.
Ah. Now what about this April, though? I mean, if all things being equal, if you're Brad Pitt, and
you go right there, I love it. Now
you've had seven good years with Aniston. You've had probably the seven best years she's going to give anybody.
Oh, God.
Wow. At that point, do you look at this April and say, maybe it's time?
I think April's husband might have a problem with that.
I keep forgetting about that.
She's married.
April, you'll see her tonight. You'll see April tonight right off the bat on Access Hollywood. My honest opinion is she's an attractive girl, but I wouldn't be dropping Aniston for April.
Yeah, me either.
That's that strong.
That's the correct answer.
Good
Billy.
Answer.
All right, have a good show. We'll talk to you next week.
Gentlemen, have a lovely weekend.
Thank you, dude.
Thanks, Billy.
That's Billy Bush, who cares desperately that we're being canceled in Green Bay. I don't know if you could hear.
It's a shame.
Oh, he's still on the phone. Bye, Billy.
Bye.
I didn't know if you could.
Billy is smart enough.
Yeah.
No, he is smart enough, Don, to not hang up.
Yeah.
He wants to linger.
I got
to
remember that.
He's a radio guy.
Right. He cares desperately.
So they're trying to do a little, they're pulling a fast one in Green Bay.
It's an end-around thing that it was like they're not. We're not supposed to know.
No, okay.
Because, I guess out of all the other syndicated shows they have on that station, the other shows don't care.
No. Right.
I mean...
No, that's the difference with the show.
We care. We do. Yeah. And really...
Well, I know we get a lot of calls from WNFL also.
Yes, we do.
So that's frustrating.
Here's the thing. We're a show that fits niche markets. We know now what our place in broadcasting history is.
Mm-hmm.
However, where we're on, we do great.
Yep.
We got 34 stations. How do you think it is that we've managed to stay with the Westwood One network? And okay, I know. But
sorry.
For 13 years with 34 stations. Because our audience delivers.
Right.
I mean, our company, this Westwood One, they're canning people left and right. That bitch, Laura Ingraham, do you know she's on 1,200 stations?
Mm-hmm.
You know why she got canceled? Hello, no listeners, no advertisers.
Right.
What about Old Depends, Yellowstone, G. Gordon Liddy?
Yep.
Same thing. Your ass is
lots
out of here.
Lots of stations, not a lot of listeners.
So, that's why we got our deal with Westwood One, because we've got these markets where we do well,
yep.
Where we make an impact with listeners and advertisers.
And Green Bay is a particular market that is a bit...
I'm telling you, in Green Bay, I mean, I know I was kidding about Billy and everything, but in Green Bay, this is the closest you're going to ever get to real radio.
Yeah.
This is the closest you're ever going to get, because everything else in that goddamn town is reading a card and some piece of research garbage junk. Come out on the street with the 92Q crew.
The interesting thing is when we meet with the representatives from the network,
we never do meet with the representatives
from the network.
Anyway, call the station. Because this is a pisser.
Yeah.
And it's not because of the Packers, because it's not even the station the Packers are on.
Mm-hmm.
The
way you're talking about this, although it is a negative, you're talking about it in a positive way. Like, we're going to get another radio station, and that tells me...
Oh, the acupuncture.
The acupuncture has worked.
Obviously.
I really do believe it's worked.
Oh, no. I disagree.
Thank you, Rob. Thanks, Rob. Always there for me.
And I had a picture taken with Gallagher. Very proud of that. I was very, very proud of that.
You. Did you do that just for that?
Oh, for Christ's sake!
Did you really forget?
I want to forget that!
I'm breaking that tape when I see it. I am breaking... That is...
You can't
God.
Break it. You can't... Here's a call from Green Bay. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing? This is Troy.
Hi, Troy. You in Green Bay?
I am. And I just heard the news.
Yeah, enjoy it. I think what they wanted to do was like a Kevorkian on us, where they'll pull the plug and then they'll say, Don and Mike were real big jerks. We talked to them. We wanted to work something out.
But they wouldn't.
This is ridiculous.
So anyway, really, everybody, call this station.
I will.
And I have to tell you who I got the tip from this on. Hmm. And I didn't even get the tip directly. Beth Ann did.
Uh-huh.
Someone who works for the CBS TV station in Green Bay.
Oh, very good.
No,
okay.
You're kidding.
No, and I guess they listen to the show all the time, and somebody said, hey, do you guys know what's going on in Bethlehem?
Well, I tell you, this morning, they were talking about changing the format. The morning show is much in the same theme as your gentleman. Very fun, a lot of fun. And they're going hardliner sports. They just got the Packers exclusive, the Brewers exclusive, and they want to go hardline sports.
Yeah, that's good. Hardline sports, these with hardline, no ratings.
is the truth, really.
Yeah.
Go ahead, see what happens.
Good luck. Here's all I have to say, as long as we're still being heard on 1440 WNFL.
Loud and clear, my brother.
There's got to be, and now listen, this is an area of the country I know. I worked up in this when I was climbing the ladder.
You live there.
I'm talking to you. The station doesn't have to be licensed to Green Bay. It could be Appleton. It can be even Needham and Nashua. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
The
entire Green Bay region.
The Fox Valley.
The Fox Valley. There's got to be some POS classic rock station.
Oh, there's 30 of them. Are you kidding me?
Name one. Just name the worst.
Pick one.
What's the worst station?
Oh, 105.7, kill me to death.
Okay, that's the state. I'm telling
that's
you.
That's the one for us.
That
what
station.
What a great slogan, too, kill me to death.
That station in Green Bay, 105, whatever you said.
Yeah.
They should call Westwood One today. Say, as soon as WNFL drops the show, we'll take it.
Okay. Absolutely.
I tell you, you guys go off the air, the quality of radio takes a nosedive like no one's ever seen.
Well, you know, we're paying attention to this one, and hopefully we can get another affiliate.
You know, this does happen a lot to us, and it's a part of our biz now, and... You know, we don't argue because we've got a pretty good thing going with Westwood One, as I've already explained.
And maybe we'll put a call into the guy that's working our show at Westwood One.
There is nobody. Mm-hmm. Oh, and here's Kevin in Green Bay. Hello, Kevin.
Guys, I've been calling that station. They won't answer the phone. They are going to play the Packer games this fall, but that should have nothing to do with it. We should just run that station.
If they're going to get the Packers back and run the Packers on the station, why wouldn't you run the show that's all about football?
Right.
Exactly.
And besides, this show demographically goes along with football. This is just radio crap.
Right.
It's garbage.
You guys are the best. I can't handle it. You guys can't.
Well, it's garbage. I guarantee you, all these other syndicated shows that are on these stations in Green Bay, no one would ever say...
Resurrect us in Green Bay.
No one would ever say, we hate to be off in Green Bay.
You know, two shows that are syndicated. That's it.
Well, there'll
be something.
Call the station, my friend.
They want it for the phone.
Okay, well, then drive down there. Green Bay ain't that big.
Right.
I know. We're picking them like they're Frankenstein.
Okay, thank you.
Pitchforks.
Yeah, do a Frankenstein thing on them. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I just want to say I'm sorry about the news about Green Bay. And at least you still got Rochester, New York, huh?
That is a good call.
That's a very, very good call. That's right, but we're still not coming.
Okay. Good day, sir.
Thank you, Rob. Good day to you, sir.
That's good.
All right, a quick break. We'll be right back with the Friday favorite.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Falls Church, Virginia. Hello.
Hi, Larry. There's a couple guys here in Washington, Don and Mike, who play a tape of you getting asked about journalism by somebody, and you think he's talking about medical school. Do you remember that?
No.
Do you ever listen? Have you ever heard Don and Mike?
I never get to hear them. They were on the morning. They were on the afternoon. I never get to hear them. We took over their show one day.
Uh-huh.
In fact, the day before the heart attack, we went and took over their program one morning and totally destroyed them. But you could doctor tape.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's what we did, Larry.
They are forever making pretend. Don and Mike.
Okay, if you're in Green Bay, where it's only 426.
Plenty of business day left.
Yeah. It's area code 920-435. 3771. That's the business line. Call up that station in Green Bay and ask them. Ask them if they would please kiss us. Because I can speak for myself, and I believe, Mike.
You most certainly can.
When we're being effed, we like to be kissed.
Bingo.
Okay,
sure.
We're romantic.
Don't try to pull that on us.
Mm-hmm. And call them next
week. This ain't our first time at the rodeo.
Call them next week, too. details on this feud with the station continuing. We'll be continuing on our website.
Oh, good.
www.donandmikewebsite.com. I'm not exactly sure what we're going to do yet, but we'll do something.
We'll do something and look for that while you're doing some souvenir shopping.
Thank you, Mike. And now the Friday. Now the Friday favorite. Which is back on Friday. I never like saying the Thursday favorite on Friday.
No.
And listen, timely, you bet. He is called as a character witness for Michael Jackson.
Hi.
Hey, Larry.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, hi. Hey, Lay King.
Hi, how are you?
Lay King.
Just stay tuned for Newsnight with Aaron Brown. I'm here.
Why are you being called as a witness for Michael Jackson?
I don't know. I know what I know is that I'm curious. Hmm? And Michael Jackson's a good guy.
He's not a good guy.
He's a good guy.
He's a kid toucher.
The thing is, I'm the interviewer and not the interviewee. I do the interviews.
Right.
And that's what I've been asked to do. I thought I'd come by and destroy all of you with my interviewing skills. And he buzzes over there doing Larry. The thing there.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm curious, and that's what I want to know. I don't know why I'm on the list. I'll testify to the best of my ability. I've interviewed him. He's been on the show. several times,
right.
And I'll talk about it, whatever he wants to do, but he's an interesting character, and I think I'd love to have him on my show again sometime soon.
Have you ever thought about sending your kids over to spend time with Michael Jackson?
Chance Armstrong.
Yeah, what's
and
the other
Cannon
one?
King.
Chance and King.
This is a song I wrote for Chance. This is a nice boy. This is a good boy. This is a happy boy. This is the Chancy man. The little... I wrote this myself.
Yeah.
The little Chancy man. How...
We love the Chancy man.
The Chancy man.
Right.
I'd like to interview him and Tito and Your Majesty, if I could. Tonight on Larry King Live, Tito Jackson with Your Majesty Jackson, son of Jermaine.
I think he's a daughter.
Or daughter.
Daughter of Your Majesty.
Listen, let's get right to the interviews.
Okay.
Paula Zahn now will be coming on soon. And don't forget Lou Dobbs tonight. All on CNN. Don, let's start with you. Sit down in the chair.
Oh, we're going to do this like on your TV show.
We're with Don Geronimo, legendary radio performer. Good to be with you, Don.
Same here, Larry.
Let's talk.
Yes.
How's the depression?
I got some
puncture
pressure thing today. Some needles today.
Did you find it good? Did the pointing the needles work?
It helped a little bit.
Are you on antibiotics?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Is your brother really an umdum?
Yes.
Do you like where you live?
You know, I'll give you, that's like a typical dumb Larry King.
How's your heart health?
Of course I like where
heart,
I live.
Is your heart good?
My heart's vigorous.
Is the acupuncture, the needles, not with the greasy, does that help with the heart?
I don't know, Larry, but I do like where I live.
You have dogs?
Yes, I do.
They're fun, right?
They smile at me. They're
you think
fun.
They smile?
Yeah.
That's nice. You get a lot from them?
A lot from who?
The dogs. They make you happy?
Yeah, they make me happy, sure.
Dogs are nice.
Yeah.
So go on to our next interview. He's the assistant producer on the Don and Mike radio program. He's a local guy from the local area of Washington, D.C. He's a TV file. They've referred to him as a man that can store energy in his brain like no other. He's Rob Spiewak, and he's my guest right now. How are you, Rob?
Very well. How are you, Larry?
How you doing?
Good.
Are you part Jewish?
Yes, I am. I'm 1/8 Jewish.
Do you go to synagogue?
No, I don't.
Do you observe the holidays?
Well, I observe some holidays. I don't observe Jewish holidays.
Which side is the Jewish side?
It's from here on the left leg. It's from here down.
No, you seriously? Which your mother, your father?
Oh, you meant yeah. It's from my dad's side. My dad, Bob.
Do you feel Jewish?
I'm trying. What do you think?
I'm not the, you'd be, no, you know, do you feel like you're a Jew?
Sometimes.
All right.
How about you?
Do you like to eat?
What? Oh, I love it.
You like donuts, right?
Yes, I love the Krispy Kreme donuts.
They're tasty?
Very good. You get them fresh, nothing like it.
Rob, do you hate people from Sacramento?
Larry, I do, but it's not limited to people from Sacramento.
Thank you, Rob Spiewag.
Thank you, Larry.
Pleasure talking to you.
We'd like to talk to you now, Larry.
Now let's bring on the elder statesman of the Don and Mike Show, a guy that's been doing news broadcasting for the radio for many, many years, and a talent in his own right. He's Buzz Burbank. Buzz,
thank you.
Good evening.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
How old are you?
I'm 62.
True age?
Yes, it is.
Have you had work done?
No, not yet.
How come you look better than me?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's lifestyle.
You like the news, don't you?
I do. I find it fascinating.
Are you still on things?
Sometimes.
Are you on the stuff?
Sometimes.
Sex is important to you.
Extremely. I think it's important to everybody. How about you?
You like to wear the tight stuff, don't you? The tight the shirts,
I do.
The pants, the tights.
I do. Yeah, very much. I like tight.
Does that affect your heart circulation?
Actually, I think it helps. I think it helps the circulation.
Will you always work? You're well past retirement age.
I would like to work until I drop, if I could.
Thank you very much.
Certainly.
Let's bring in the new producer of the Don and Mike radio program, a wonderful lady. She's been producing for, I believe, almost 2 years now.
8 months.
8 months, thank you. As I said, let's bring in Beth Ann McBride.
Now, you know what
I
love
about the woman behind all the men on the Don and Mike show.
You're asking these questions in the same disjointed way Larry does.
Yeah.
Hey, do you know how
she like Packers shirts?
Of course I'm wearing one.
All right.
Do you know what Beth Ann is into?
What's that?
Petting to a point.
Oh, I understand. Is that, you mean the sex?
Yeah,
petting, well, sort of.
All right. To a point. You might, I don't know if that's in your question.
Is petting all right to a point?
To a point, Larry.
Are you a workaholic?
Yeah, probably, yeah. I did work.
How much work do you do?
A lot.
Is it fun?
Yeah, I love it.
What's your day like?
Begins early. It starts about 5:30, quarter till 6. And
do you take lunch?
Sometimes.
Do you take the lunch?
I do sometimes take the lunch. I bring.
What do you like for lunch?
Sometimes I'll have a salad. Sometimes I'll.
Do you
have
like
fruit.
Chips?
I like chips. Yeah, I do like chips, Larry.
Who's your role model?
My role model is probably.
What medicines do you like?
I don't take any medicines.
No medicines at all?
No.
Even if you get you sick, you get the cold, the sniffles?
Unless it's.
You don't take the medicines?
No.
Not like Tylenol PM?
Never.
Not the NyQuil, the Vicks?
Nope.
No?
Mm-mm.
That's Beth Ann McBride, producer of the Don and Mike Show. Great to have you on.
Great. Who's your next guest, Larry?
Aaron Brown. Coming up on CNN.
That's right.
This is Larry King. I want to remind everybody, Phyllis Diller will be our guest coming up in the next couple of weeks. Hope you enjoy that. Let's bring in Joe.
Oh,
here's my intro for Joe.
Joe Ardinger.
Joe Ardinger.
I don't have any intro.
Joe.
It says Joe is a part-time character on the Don and Mike show.
He's a
Phyllis Diller and I made the beast.
He's a
sit down,
employee.
Joe. Full-time. Let's welcome Joe Ardinger. Joe is on the Don and Mike show. He's a full-time employee and does some skits occasionally, right? And answers their phones.
Yes, he does.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Larry.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Is thinking a challenge?
Occasionally, Larry.
When did you learn to read?
When I was 5.
Did the other kids make fun?
Not until I was 6.
Are you on drugs now?
No, I'm not, Larry.
What's the best thing you've ever been on?
A roller coaster.
No, the drugs. What's the best drug you've ever taken?
Oxycontin.
Have you injected?
Of course.
Have you used a needle?
Say no to needles, Larry.
Do you think you've suffered any lasting brain damage?
Of course not.
Do you consider yourself smart?
Yes.
Why?
I'm curious.
Thank you. Joe Ardinger from the Don and Mike Show.
Also
that's great.
Curious.
It's been a real pleasure having all these people on. Radio is very important. I've been on the radio, and I think you'd enjoy the... Do you miss JP?
He's gone now.
I forgot to ask him that question.
JP's back. Anyway, the junkies are back.
Don't forget, we'll have President Clinton on the show soon.
Uh-huh.
How are you?
I'm fine, Larry.
It's great to be with you, and I'll tell you right now, I got another song that I wrote, okay?
Another song? Is it about your kids?
Yes.
Okay.
This is the cannon boy. This is the cannon man. This is the cannon man. The little cannon man. How we love the cannon man.
It's just like the Chance song.
I remember when I came on your show one time and I absolutely destroyed you. It's the day after the heart attack. Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
I'd love to interview Gallagher.
If he's here.
Around,
you
missed him.
You know, he
worked with Letterman and the Unknown Comic.
He was in the lobby as recently as 20 minutes ago.
He does the sledgehammer things.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. That's good. Yes. Don't run down and grab him, Beth Ann. It's great to be with you. Having a great time. Yes, sirree. She's working hard.
Was she really going out of the
get the NASCAR.
You what?
What's with the NASCAR? They go around in a circle. I've had Jeff Gordon on before.
Yeah?
I don't understand it.
What do you mean? You drive fast.
It's not, it doesn't do it for me. It's not like baseball.
It's a day of left turns.
Baseball with the snow, the grass, the peanuts.
Daytona 500 this weekend. Are you kidding me?
Oh, this is great. I'm a curious guy.
Watch for my man Jimmy Johnson this week. That's the car I'm following this year, incidentally, the Jimmy Johnson car. I'm going to give up on, the Home Depot car, Tony Stewart, right?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah, why?
Are you just talking foreign to me?
It's a race.
I don't, I'm curious. I'm curious about everything, but I don't get the NASCAR. I'm curious about bisexuality.
Okay.
A man that is with a man, with a woman, woman, man.
You know who I want to talk to about that?
Who's that?
Buzz.
Really? Buzz?
No, I don't know anything
bisexuality.
About it.
What makes a guy, you know, I just ask dumb questions like anybody else.
Because you're curious.
I'm curious. What makes a man drawn who's with a woman to another man?
Well, the only thing I can think of is you'd always have a date.
Do you swing?
No, not anymore.
But you did in the past. I used to, Larry.
It fun?
It was tremendous fun.
Did you meet a lot of people?
Met a few.
Did you meet lots of different sexy people?
A couple, you know.
Sexy people with nice bodies?
Yes, very much so.
You ever meet Angie Dickinson?
Sadly, no. I wish I could say that I had.
Oh,
I never did.
I'll tell you right now. You ever meet... you ever meet Sally Struthers?
No, but in her day, I would have liked to.
In her day, she was hot. Yeah,
like
sometimes I feel buttery when I see Paul Anka. You like Paul Anka?
Not in that way.
He's a good singer.
Yeah, well, he's fair.
He's good. He plays around.
Really?
He not plays around, but he's not a swinger.
Oh, I see.
You like the love lifestyle?
It's interesting.
Does it strengthen a marriage?
It can, and it can destroy others.
You're confusing me.
It's not for everybody. Like many things, it's not for everybody.
Why? About swinging?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Tan bodies?
Yeah, well, some people can handle that, and some people have emotional conflicts with it.
Are they good thighs?
That's happened.
Strong women?
Strong, sometimes.
Physically
sometimes
strong?
Sometimes they're strong.
Swimmers?
Many can swim, yeah.
You know, Buzz recently pushed his wife off a ladder.
Do you feel that you need to kill your wife?
No.
You all talk about the jokes you make.
It wasn't a push.
Is that a problem when you talk about murdering your wives?
There was no such thing.
Does it cause trouble at home?
It was really an accident. She fell off the ladder.
Rob talks about hitting his and putting her in a trunk of a car. You talked about
I'm going to lock her in a tanning bed.
And burning her to death.
I'm going to lock her in a tanning bed, yes.
I'm curious.
Yeah?
I'm curious about chubby, strong women.
Really?
The women of WJFK.
You step ahead of me by the calendar.
Strong, chubby, swimming women. They can't hold their breath.
Huh. Interesting.
That's what I'm curious about.
Of course.
More than a turkey for you. That's fine. I'm Larry from the corner.
Sure are.
We're with Don of the Don and Mike Show, and also Rob and Buzz and Beth Ann and Joe.
Right.
And we're talking about radio and all things radio. Do you get a lot of girls being on the radio? Chicks?
I used to, yeah.
Do women want to sleep with you?
I was single. Well, you were in radio, Larry.
How about you, Rob?
I bet you had some phone pigs.
Do you get the fallout from the good-looking ones?
No, not really.
Did they come by?
No, they don't.
Why are you growing your hair?
Oh, that's a funny story.
All right, we've got Rob Spiewak. I have curiosity about men who love dancing. Do you like dancing?
I don't.
All right. Why?
Well, it's hard. I don't have the rhythm.
All right. Great. I've got so many questions, I'll just keep answering.
That's good.
Do you like sweatshirts?
I'm wearing one.
You know, wear them often?
I've noticed this. This is like you on your show.
The obvious.
You just look at somebody. If they're wearing a red tie, you say, Do you like red ties? Of course the guy likes red ties. He's got a freaking red tie on. And what's up with your shoulders? You know, you've got...
What's your favorite color?
What's my favorite color?
Yeah.
What's
your favorite color?
I don't know. Green.
Green? Why?
Yeah. Why not?
All right. What's up with the new kids on the block? Are they hot?
Not so much, no.
Did you see Regis get his pedicure?
What's up with your shoulders?
They're stooped.
I know.
I'm comfortable this way. That's why I wear my suspenders.
Hard to believe.
Do you need the headphones all the time?
Do you need the Viagra?
I do. Sean loves it. Sean Southwick King.
Let me turn
this. This is Larry King.
Let me turn this around on you.
And I'll give answer you some questions.
Some really quick-fire, stupid questions.
Very good.
Larry.
Yes.
When is the last time you achieved without using a pharmaceutical or pump product?
15 years ago.
Larry.
Yeah.
How long ago did you decide that you hated all of the guests on your show?
30 years ago.
Ooh. Do you really like Don Rickles?
No.
When you did the show about Johnny.
Yes.
Is it true that later you went out, got a drink, set a picture of Johnny on fire?
I didn't like Johnny.
Why didn't you like Johnny?
Didn't have me on his show enough. I didn't like him.
Do your dentures ever fall out?
Occasionally. I'm answering you honestly, but I make a lot of money. I'm hot, and I make a lot of money. I got more money than I ever dreamed of. I look at myself, I said, I'm Larry from the corner.
You know,
I just can't believe it.
You get ratings. I smell like ranch dressing.
I smell like ranch dressing.
You get ratings that are so minuscule now. Yeah. You get beat like by the He-Man Masters of the Universe on Cartoon Network.
But the Larry King show would persevere for a long time.
Hey, Larry?
Yeah.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Why do you care?
I care. Why do you care?
Why do you care?
Oh, sick.
You paint your bald spot?
I do. My hair grows, sir.
You paint your bald spot?
My hair. I do not paint my... Do you paint
your bald spot?
Do you paint your bald spot?
Paint your bald spot?
Oh, sick. I'm curious about grown men in diapers.
Oh, you saw CSI last night.
That's what they told me to talk about. Right. Men that like to dress like little babies.
Right. Oh, it was a great CSI last night.
I've done that before.
I think you're doing it now, aren't you?
Yes, I'm wearing a diaper. Just kidding. Aaron Brown in Newsnight, coming up on CNN.
When did you first lose control?
Of my faculties?
Of down there.
4 years ago.
4 years ago.
4 years ago after a small checkup. A doctor put a finger where he shouldn't have put it.
Oh, dear.
And the rest is history. Unfortunately, it doesn't matter to me anymore. I know, you have to be a realist.
Did you
realize you're not going to be around forever?
Do you think you'll live to the end of 2005?
My guess would be no.
Do you think you'll live till July 4th?
I do believe I will. I'd like to be part of that. Yeah. And then we'll have a very special patriotic show and bring some people from the government on. The government people, you know, the people, the government, very hot.
Yeah.
Very hot with the newsmakers. I do well with either one, with the showbiz or the news.
That's true.
I'm curious about Aaron Brown sitting in a buttery pudding.
What?
That came from him.
That's a shock.
I give him credit sometimes when they're like that.
Good.
Larry, do you like Eddie Bauer?
Yes, I do.
Do you shop there a lot?
Larry?
Yeah.
Do you like Mark Addy?
Mark Addy.
I'm the winner. I'm the winner today.
You win the award. He's Don Geronimo. He's got a great show. It's on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Shut up, Larry.
Recently canceled on WNFL in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Nah, yeah, we've not been canceled yet. We were going to be canceled.
Coming up soon, but he's vindictive after his acupuncture, and he's going to get back. Do you like to punish? Do you like to punish?
Yeah.
What's the best way to punish?
Punish, but in general?
In general.
Corporal punishment.
Corporal, physical?
Yes.
You use the hands?
You use the
hands in some tools?
A baseball bat is nice. A shovel is nice.
My breath is red hot. I smell it. Can you smell my hot breath?
Your breath smells like death.
Death breath?
Death breath.
It's a tooth.
Oh.
I've got some that I had in Miami.
See somebody.
When I did the show in Miami.
When's the last time you saw a dentist?
I haven't seen one, ever. Didn't need them in Brooklyn, don't need them now. Too many egg creams as a child rotted my teeth out. But I've got several of the molars.
Hey, I know what I want to ask you.
Made of wood.
How's Sandy Koufax?
We were tight.
No, you were not.
All right, you caught me on my lie.
I never knew the guy, but it sounded like a good story.
Yeah.
I'm a storyteller, and I'm curious.
And also, as soon as someone dies and they can no longer prove that you did not know them, is it not a fact that you always say you had a great friendship with a celebrity as soon as they die?
Absolutely. I'm waiting to say I was close to the Pope. He's just not getting it done right now.
Not cooperating.
How could you be
able to... like wearing the robes.
I've got
all sorts of questions. He's unfortunately too frail for me to go to the Vatican and do the interview.
Right.
But I'd really like to ask him the question, are the robes comfortable?
Who would win an arm wrestling contest? You or the Pope?
I think right now, he's just gotten out of the hospital. He's regained some of his strength.
Uh-huh.
He seems to be better. He seems to be perkier. He'd still beat me.
He'd beat you.
I think he'd beat me handily. There's no problem. Did you like my coverage on the election? Wow.
We
can call a winner.
Didn't see it.
Look at all these monitors. This is crazy. Crazy stuff. They said I shouldn't have been there.
Hey, how about the last thing? Oh, we need one caller. We have a champion, so we need a challenger for Low Budget Jeopardy at 877-365-3636.
We're with Don Geronimo and his cast of crazies, and we're having a great time with Larry King, and I'm curious about my bad, dirty butt.
All right, now we'll take the call.
Yeah, we'll take the call. Look at my bad, dirty butt.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
BDN. I want to commend you on your choice of suspenders tonight.
It is black.
I know. That's quality, though. This money that belongs to the Iraqi people, can they get that back from Saddam? And are we going to get Don and Mike on the Armed Forces Radio over in Iraq?
Good question. That's a good question. Nick. Christopher, can they get the money some way to send that money back to the people? He probably took it from them.
The Don and Mike Show.
Take a call. Cape California. Hello.
Hi, Larry. Hi. Don Imus. How you doing today? Love your radio show. Can you tell me what happened to Don and Mike in New York City? If they're not on live anymore?
Are they back on? They were taken off for a while. Are they on or not on the air in New York, Don?
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know whether they're on or not.
Well, Don and Mike are on. They're on in Washington, right? Don and Mike.
I think that's where they originated from. Yeah.
Las Vegas. Hello.
The Shameful Joy Boys.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
That's the best when somebody calls your TV show
Do
about
you
us.
Pay your pranks?
No, we don't.
I hate them when they call the show.
I'll give them a plug. That's East Coast Bob, right?
Well, he's caused me a lot of grief.
All right, eastcoastbob.com.
I don't care for it.
That's the website.
No class.
Larry King, let's play Low Budget Jeopardy.
This is Low Budget Jeopardy, now entering the studios, our first individual. This is our challenger. This fella's from Vienna, Virginia, a garage door salesman. Let's say hi to Chris Baer.
Hi, Larry. Hi, LQ.
Hi, Chris.
And now entering the studios, our returning champion is one day totals $49. A salesman from Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Green Bay.
Where you heard on WNFL.
Let's say today.
Hi to Dennis Lyon.
Hey, Dennis.
How you doing?
Dennis, being our returning Low Budget Jeopardy champion, how's it changed your life?
Well, they had a parade for me and then carved a big statue of my head in the cheese block. And then
okay, thank you, Dennis.
Now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. I tell Chris and Dennis, don't screw it up. Say hi to Alex Trebek-Geronimo.
Hello, Chris. Hello, Dennis.
Hello.
Hello.
Now, Dennis, remember, you got to call this radio station that we're on.
I have several times already, and I've emailed BA a bunch of information about it.
Good. Just make the calls and do what you have to do on your end. And thank you for that.
Listening to the show, Dennis?
Yes, I am listening.
You like it?
Yes.
Is it funny?
Yes, and I'm wearing suspenders.
That's good, dude. You're a salesman in Green Bay.
Absolutely.
You pack a fan?
No.
We got Don Geronimo here. He's going to host the Low Budget Jeopardy. These glasses I wear that are magnificent.
Here are your categories, and they are. What's that state of spring training?
I like baseball.
This week on the Don and Mike Show.
I gotta go.
Lay King. Curious about facts.
I'm curious. I'm Larry from the corner.
Spelling bee.
I don't spell good.
And elementary manners. Matters, I'm sorry. Elementary matters.
Matters or manners?
Matters. M-A-T-T-E-R-S.
So we're going to play the game now?
Yes. Here are the categories, Lay.
Good.
What's that state of spring training?
You got any milk?
This week on the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'd like to put my hands in it.
Larry King.
Makes him look less old.
Spelling Bee.
Soak my hands in milk.
And Elementary Matters. And Chris
tightens the skin.
The challenger, we'll start with you.
Let's go with the state of spring training for one.
Okay.
You don't have any milk?
No, no milk.
All right.
Tell me the state. Oh, Buzz has milk.
Yeah, I do, actually.
Oh,
you got milk?
I have milk. But I think it's like that Ensure stuff.
No, it's just regular milk.
It's real milk?
Yeah.
You keep it in a tube?
It's a thermos.
All right.
It's a tube. Those are body good. Chris Select.
Here we go. Okay, he did. I'll tell you the team. Tell me what state they're having spring training in, please. Your Washington Nationals.
What is Florida?
$1. The Nationals, great job getting them back to D.C. Chris.
Yes.
Chris, you're in control.
State of spring training for two.
Your Chicago Cubs.
What is Florida?
No, negative.
Dennis, your chance to steal.
What is Arizona?
There you go, Dennis. Right, Cubs are in Arizona.
Cactus League.
Cactus League, yeah.
Dennis, you're in control.
State of spring training for three.
Your New York Yankees.
What is Arizona?
Chris, your chance to steal.
What is Florida?
All right, down in Tampa Bay.
Tampa is where they do most of their training. Legends Field, Tampa, Florida.
Right, they got it right by the Buccaneers place. And it's Tampa, not Tamper.
That's right. Tampa is a great town. I love to go there with my brother.
Oh, don't say his name yet.
All right.
Because you might be giving away one of the answers.
Chris, you're in control.
Let's go with Larry King for one.
Good. That's a good time to go with Larry King.
Do you eat breakfast?
All the time.
Not you. I'm talking to Don.
Larry King for one. Larry King's wife's religion.
What is Mormon?
Right. $1 for Chris. Way to go. That's good. Yes. Sean's a Mormon. All right. Select again.
Larry King for two.
Larry's brother's name.
No idea.
Yeah, you got to be a real listener of this
Dennis,
show.
Dennis, your chance to steal.
What is Don?
Oh, his brother's name is Marty.
Marty Zeiger.
Oh, he's just giving away.
Oh, no, dear. Larry's real last name.
Yeah.
Excited.
That's okay. I can go with a bonus
question.
I'm
sorry.
That's okay.
I screwed up.
That's okay, Larry.
They confused me. You like writing the questions? Chris, you're in control.
Here we go. Larry for three. Let's see. Number of times Larry's been married.
What is three?
Come on.
Dennis, your chance to steal.
What is four?
No.
Try seven.
Seven or maybe eight.
No, seven is the legal number that Larry's throwing out there.
It's the documented number. Could have happened before. Could have happened in Miami several times with Hispanics. All right, Chris.
Wow.
Chris, you're in control.
What do I have left on categories?
Here's what you got. You got this week on the Don and Mike Show, Spelling Bee and...
I like the Hispanics.
Elementary Matters.
I like Cuban girls.
Go Spelling Bee for one.
All right, good luck, Chris.
Spelling Bee. The word is juicy.
What is J-U-I-C-Y?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, juicy. Yeah.
$1, you got juicy, you got the juicy right. Go again.
Spelling for two.
Indianapolis.
What is I-N-D-I-A-N-A-P-P-O-L-I-S?
No.
Wow, Indianapolis.
No.
No, no.
No. Dennis, your chance to steal, quick.
What is I-N-D-I-A-N-O-P-O-L-I-S?
No, guys, it's I-N-D-I-A-N-A-P-O-L-I-S.
And, Chris, you're in control.
Spelling Bee for three.
Pornography.
What is P-O-R-N-O-G-R-A-P-H-Y?
Okay. I think that one you got.
Hey, Chris?
Yes.
Do you like pornography?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You like the magazines or the movies?
The movies.
You like them both?
Yeah, I'll take it anyway.
Equally? Do you do phone things?
No.
You don't like the phone, girls?
Don't like the phone.
All right, we're with Chris and Dennis on Low Budget Jeopardy and Don.
Larry?
We just spelled pornography.
Larry?
Yeah.
Let me turn the tables on you.
Sure.
Are you still a member of NAMBLA?
Yeah.
Okay.
Love it. Wow. Go to all the meetings.
No.
I'm curious. Chris, you're in control.
About Elementary Matters for one.
Elementary Matters. Here we go. Oh, this is going to be a hard one, fellas. This is the most common element in the sun.
What is hydrogen?
Outstanding guess. Good pull.
$1. That's good. That's spacey stuff.
Yeah.
All right, Chris.
Elementary matters too.
This is the most common element in the Earth's crust.
What is hydrogen?
No.
Dennis, your chance to steal.
What is aluminum?
In the Earth's crust.
Aluminum, that's like a Larry answer.
Man. Oxygen, that's what you're looking for, oxygen.
My crust is bothering. All right, Chris, you're in control.
You heard about that.
Elementary matters for three, please.
You're dirty. This is the most common element on the moon.
Dennis, your chance to steal.
Okay, guys, it would either be hydrogen or oxygen.
Or being cheese.
Or cheese, right?
That's the end of the first round.
No, it's oxygen, and we have one more category left, Larry.
Chris, you got another category. I wasn't keeping score.
It's this week on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, that's a good one. Select again, Chris.
For
one,
please.
Here attaboy. We go. I hope it's not an element question.
A reality show that this fabulous loser came from.
What is American Idol?
Yeah, remember that girl? She's really, really good.
Oh, yeah? She's upset?
She was.
You think it makes him too upset to go on the Idol show with Simon?
No. I think so.
$1 for you, Chris. Select again.
Two, please.
The reality show that this fabulous lesbian came from.
What is...
Oh, gotcha.
Dennis, your chance to steal.
What is...
Right. It's Wife Swap. She's maybe the most fascinating lesbian we've had on in a long time this week.
You think lesbians come by it naturally?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Chris, select again, please.
Three, please.
He is the weatherman for the CBS Early Show.
Who is Mark Price?
No, that's Skippy from Family Ties.
You think he's done in show business?
Yeah.
Dennis, your chance to steal.
No idea.
All right, good try. Dave Price is the fellow's name.
Dave Price. That's the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy. Yep. We got quite a game going.
Do we? What's the score, Lay King?
We got Chris with $11. Dennis has two.
All right, guys, anything can happen in Final Low Budget Jeopardy, where we physically force you both to bet it all. Good luck. Here's your category. Read all about it. And here's your answer. With an average single copy circulation of over 2 million a month, this is the number one newsstand magazine in the USA. You get what I'm saying? Not counting like people who have subscriptions.
Okay.
But when you go to a newsstand, if you're in an airport, if you're on the street,
right.
This is the number one selling magazine in America. It sells 2 million copies a month on the newsstand, in the drugstore, in 7-Eleven. Hmm. Guys, need your answer in the form of a question and good luck!
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive a cup of Welch's Purple Grape Juice. Everyone knows that I drink Welch's Purple Grape Juice every day.
Yes.
And my son Chance always asks me, Daddy, why are your lips purple? I used to say it was Welch's Purple Grape Juice.
What do you say now?
But now I tell him that the arteries that carry blood to Daddy's brain are hopelessly blocked, and Daddy's not getting the proper levels of oxygen, causing his fingers, eyelids, and lips to turn purple. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek.
Thank you,
ladies. Thank you.
Cash for
you.
We'll get a big winner here. Maybe. Let's go to Dennis in Green Bay. It's Read All About It. With an average single copy circulation over 2 million a month, number one newsstand magazine that we buy in the United States. Dennis.
What is the National Enquirer?
Dennis, that is the number two.
Oh, I'm sorry that knocks you down to zero, but hang on, we might have something for you.
Chris, if you have the right answer, you're the big wiener.
I'm going to say, what is time?
Time, no.
No.
Are you ready for this?
Which one is it?
Number one is Cosmopolitan.
Cosmo.
Really? Cosmo.
With Helen Gurley Brown.
Number two is the National Enquirer. Number three, dig this, Family Circle.
Oh, my God.
Number four is People Magazine. And number five is
Star. I don't read movie magazines.
Why is that?
I don't buy them because they're all junk.
Ah, it's the type of game that, oh, Senor Hughes is going to love. We're giving away no dineros today. So Chris and Dennis, don't go away mad. Just go away. Here's Lay King to tell you what you want. Lay.
Dennis and Chris, thanks for coming. And WWE No Way Out, the grand prize pack. Don't miss WWE's No Way Out live this Sunday only on in-demand pay-per-view.
Good read, Larry.
Call your local Comcast or Cox Cable system now to order. Digital customers enjoy easy ordering with your digital remote. Thank you, boys, and thanks for coming on with Don Geronimo on the Low Budget Jeopardy Show.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Dennis.
Stay tuned for Aaron Brown Newsnight.
No.
Right here on CNN.
No, actually, Buzz is coming up next with the news.
Yes. Where is he?
Right, he's over here, Larry. Right here.
He's in the room right next to you.
I'm losing my sight.
Oh, dear. Oh.
Sorry.
Have some grape juice.
Hi, Joe. All right, thanks. Take the papers.
You did.
Yep. Does he like the busy?
He does.
Runs in and out with the busy.
Loves his job.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Larry.
Remember you from the day?
Yeah.
Yep. You were on the corner.
Yes, I was. With you and Sandy Koufax.
You look great.
You look well.
You look so good.
Thank you.
I wish I could look that good. I think it was the cigarettes. Cigarettes made me look old.
You think it was the cigarettes?
Yeah, the wrinkly, you know, the wrinkly, the yellow fingers. My mouth was yellow at the corners. Still is. Permanent nicotine stains.
You've got that white chalky stuff on the corners of your mouth right now.
Cotton mouth.
Yeah.
I get it from the nicotine and the surgeries. The many, many surgeries that I've had.
How's Rickles?
Rickles is banged up about Johnny.
Yeah,
I didn't care. But he's new hot Rickles.
Right.
Bishop. All the old guys.
What about Regis?
Regis Philbin.
Yeah.
Funny guy.
Yeah.
Good guy.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
Garbotin,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Here he is. That's me.
He made it up.
Here he is.
Buzz?
Hi.
Buzz, what you usually see on the news and comments
is it
tonight?
Funny? You like the funny news?
I do. I enjoy it.
Good. You got a funny for us?
I think there's some funny stuff in
you. You like the serious or the funny?
I like both, but you know, who doesn't love the funny?
I like the funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, the funny's good.
I got some of that for you.
It's tough times.
Yes, it
in the
is.
World.
We need
the funny.
We need funny.
That's right.
Today's riddle, why is Michael Jackson like a barber pole?
That funny.
See?
We need the funny.
Here
That's
we
good.
Go.
That's good. I don't like the serious.
It's starting.
I like the funny and the queer.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
We have both
coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. Thank you. Buzz and Larry, that was very...
Oh, that was professional. I got to get out of here.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
Don.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Hold on a second. That was a little low.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
That's better. Yeah.
A big part of the Salt Lake City scene.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Hey, that reminds me, that's another city we're canceled in. If you go to www.donandmikewebsite.com, you go to email, there's now an actual category with people who write letters where we've been canceled.
Right.
It's funny. I mean, it's not funny. It's funny.
You don't laugh, you cry.
Yeah, absolutely. So look for a lot of letters from Green Bay there soon. It's time for Buzz's News now. Buzz is brought to us by Viramax, world's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer. It's doctor developed.
Someone call for a doctor?
All in Oaks love it. Doctor developed and clinically tested. Viramax. Viramax. 1-888-TRY VMAX. Now here is Buzz Gridley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
If you haven't already, you will hear it said that the only witnesses who can say they saw Michael Jackson behave inappropriately toward children are children, the accuser and his brother. The spin here is that this is good news for Jacko and his upcoming child molestation trial.
Don't call me Jacko.
Sorry.
Jacko.
But it may not be such good news if the private investigator hired by the boy's family is correct. He says the boy will be able to accurately describe a unique feature of Michael's anatomy.
Oh.
Brown stripes on his manhood, patterned much like the stripes on a barber pole.
Come for it.
Quoting the investigator, that's exactly what it looks like. He would know. He's seen the police photographs.
The PI, a former Chicago police detective, says that Michael bleaches his skin twice a week so that when he becomes aroused, the stripes appear.
You know,
well, if he knows that now, he's going to, you know, he's going to go to the bathroom tonight and probably bleach it when he, you know what I mean? He can fix that.
Well, is there any Fuente, a very hard to find these cigars. They're called Between the Lines.
Ah.
BTL. But because it's different, it has
a barber pole shape,
wrapped like a barber pole. Half is like in a Connecticut shade, the other is Maduro.
But don't you think now he hears this news story, he can run out and
I don't know if he can change it that quickly.
You never know.
And besides, the photographs are already on record.
And
so,
I imagine,
and also the kid has testified on record too.
Right? Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
It's so probably about the size of the cigar too. it's not a big cigar.
It's very small.
It's like a 5.5-inch cigar.
It made me giggle.
The private investigator says other boys could confirm this if they're allowed to testify. Michael has always claimed that he doesn't bleach his skin. He's always said he has a disease called vitiligo.
It's striped.
But the PI points out that no dermatologist has ever confirmed that disease. Another bad omen for Jackson is that former employees are prepared to testify that Jackson did give the boys wine in soda cans.
Hands down, Michael Jackson.
And that Michael did hold the boy and his family at Neverland against their will.
Michael Jackson tonight.
One witness to that is a California cop who moonlighted as a security guard at Neverland. He says he saw a written order that the accusers not be allowed to leave the property.
Come on, forget it.
Now, a man who was once named Big Brother of the Year in Medina County, Ohio, now faces child porn and rape charges. Big Brother of the Year.
Oh, boy.
60-year-old Richard Mansfield is accused of assaulting a 14-year-old boy he was supposed to be helping. Mansfield now faces 2 counts of assault and 18 counts for the photographs allegedly found on his home computer. Mansfield, who has no prior criminal record, has been with the Big Brothers program for 10 years. He now faces 20 years in prison.
Sign him up to be a Catholic priest next.
You know, I guess they have a certain system of justice in the old Soviet Union. You know, they used to deal with those things a little bit differently than we deal with it. He'll be in the court system for a million years, guilty or not. It doesn't matter, right?
And Don just mentioned Catholic priest, hundreds of priests and deacons.
The intruder.
Priests and deacons in the Catholic Church, hundreds of them faced new accusations of sexual abuse against minors last year.
Not Deacon Jones.
The U.S. Conference of Catholic
Not
Bishops.
Not the late Richard Deacon.
Oh, you're king of the deacons.
It was Mel Cooley on the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Totally king of the deacons.
Not Deacon Blue.
The U.S. Conference of Catholic
they
Bishops.
They call Alabama the Crimson Tide. Right. Call me Deacon Blue. You know, I never got that. I mean, I love that song by Steely Dan.
Well, Steely Dan songs are hard to decipher. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, Do It Again, I get that. Ricky, Don't Lose That Number, I
get
that.
I never could figure out who Peg was.
Something you don't know about that song? Gallagher co-wrote it.
The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops released its second annual report today. That's where these figures come from. One of its executive directors says more than 1,000 abuse charges were made against more than 750 Catholic clergymen in the U.S. just last year. Now, there really is a NAMBLA, the North American Man-Boy Love Association, and sometimes its members do get arrested. This week...
Aren't you in that, Larry?
Yeah. I'm a lifetime charter member.
8 NAMBLA members were arrested on their way across the border into Mexico, or so they thought. They thought they were buying a vacation package that would set them up with boys, sometimes very young boys, in a bed and breakfast south of the border. Each paid hundreds of dollars to what turned out to be undercover agents and then got arrested. The men in their 30s, 40s, and 50s were from Florida,
WJFK,
Albuquerque,
no,
South Carolina, Chicago, and Dallas. One was a minister from a congregational church. One was a teacher from Pittsburgh, taking half pay for an educational sabbatical.
You know, it's just mind-boggling how many people that are supposedly heads of churches and religious leaders that are involved.
Positions of authority seem to have some connection to
head.
Yeah. And while you'll hear
I'm just repeating what you said.
Yes.
And while you'll hear it denied, it certainly appears that the head of PBS is leaving
ahead
because of the lesbians in the Cartoon Bunny Show. Pat Mitchell did, in fact, take a lot of heat for spending public money on the show Postcards from Buster, in which a cartoon bunny visits a real-life lesbian couple in Vermont.
Oh, I heard about this. It's like some dumb PBS show for kids, right?
The topic in the episode, called Sugar Time, was actually about the making of maple sugar, not the making of sweet lesbian love. President Bush's education secretary...
I thought that was the
Bethany
McBride bio story. Sugar time.
Up to a point. President Bush's education secretary was not pleased, so this week PBS chief Pat Mitchell announced she would not be returning when her contract expires this summer. During her 4 years at PBS, she brought the network into the high-def digital age.
You know, I know this is bad to say, but ever since I've had kids, some of the kids' programming on PBS and some of it just creeps me. I mean, some of the people that are on... Rob, I don't know if you feel the same way. You watch a lot of it, too. It just creeps me, the kind of people that do that. And they're probably totally innocent.
No, most of them are probably kids. I bet most of the people are...
You know what I mean? Like the folk singers and stuff like that are on there.
I know they're beloved, but didn't you think that... I don't remember the guy's name from Sesame Street. Bob. Yeah, Bob.
Yeah.
Okay. Bob.
I know.
I think you like bobbing for apples, you know what I'm saying?
It's always creeped me out as an adult.
Nothing is as creepy as if you ever had a chance, watch the show Boobah.
Boobah?
And that looks like it was put together by pedophiles on some sort of hallucinogen.
Don't even get us started on Bert and Ernie.
Oh, no. It's horrible.
It looks like Warner Brothers is going to take another stab at ruining the Bugs Bunny legacy.
Oh. Now, listen, if this is not the dumbest... idea, and I
haven't heard about it. What are they doing?
I'm not a big Looney Tunes fan. I
always was.
I like Bugs Bunny. I like the Roadrunner, but I'm not crazy about him. But don't screw them up.
For those of us who were kids in the 1960s, the original Warner Brothers cartoons were the best ever made, and our parents agreed, since a lot of the humor was also aimed at them. Warner first tried to ruin the genre with Animaniacs, version of the cartoons that lacked the bite of the originals.
Did you find Bugs Bunny nips the nips?
Then they injected the characters into live-action movies that were quickly and justifiably forgotten. Now the Looney Tunes...
The Michael Jordan movie.
Right, exactly. Right. Now the Looney Tunes characters are being made over again as futuristic superheroes.
Oh, no.
Bugs, Daffy, and even Wile E. Coyote are more jagged-looking in their drawings and rely on superpowers to get them by instead of the cleverness they once relied on.
I don't know how to describe it.
Sure.
It looks like the Japanese animation.
Oh,
come
on.
That's so popular. Yeah, that the kids love so
much. Well, you know, the real voice, they've had so many voice guys that have tried to, you know, impersonate the Mel Blank.
I think it really
died with him.
This was back from when Warner Brothers actually, like a lot of movie companies, helped the government in its propaganda machine during World War II.
This is a great moment in Warner Brothers history.
Yes. Hundreds of them. This calls for strategy.
Yeah, Japs.
I'll have to put on my thinking cap.
That's what he said.
Hurry. Get him while they're cold. Get your ice cream cane. Here's yours, bull eggs. Here, one for you, monkey face. That goat shop is plenty for all. Here you are, slant eyes. Everybody gets one. Ice cream.
See, the Bugs blows all the Japs up.
Isn't he really giving them hand grenades or something like that?
Yeah. That's that.
Hold on. Still gotta be...
Just 1 minute, George. Just 1 minute, or you don't get away from me.
Big buck tooth cartoon, Japanese cartoon.
Believe me, sweetie face, it's a pleasure.
Ed Bugs blows him up.
Business is booming.
That's a hard tape to get a hold of.
It was a more innocent time.
Oh, yeah. A more simple-minded time.
But I just don't get that.
Yeah.
Bugs Bunny and you're turning him into some type of superhero, like a Chinese-Japanese superhero.
Yeah, and if you were putting him in, like, uniforms, it's one thing, but changing the animation? I mean, come on.
You know, and, Mike, you're going to have to see a picture of it. It almost looks like Transformers or something. That's kind of what they've done with it.
It's Bugs Bunny.
Mechanical looking.
Did you see Regis today? That's why I'm surprised you didn't see this, because I know you watched Regis.
I watched the pedicure. Yeah.
This is why Regis is such a great old man. This is how I knew what Buzz was talking about. It was in a lot of newspapers today.
Yes.
So he's holding up a picture of Bugs Bunny, and he wants to make the point that they're changing it. Except he doesn't call it Bugs Bunny. He says, "All right, everybody loves the rabbit. Now,
the rabbit.
The rabbit has been around since I was a boy. Everybody loves the rabbit.
The rabbit.
And Kelly Ripa was sitting there, and she says, it's Bugs Bunny. And he says, the rabbit. And then he shows,
the rabbit.
Look at the new rabbit. The new rabbit doesn't look anything like the old rabbit.
No.
he's old
great.
Man.
He's so out of touch.
The new one, by the way, is named Buzz Bunny.
Wrong.
Hey.
Well, so there's that.
Yeah, you got
Michael Elston as Buzz Burbank.
Time for you to sue him, Buzz Bunny. Keep an eye on your Xbox this weekend to make sure it doesn't burst into flames. Microsoft is recalling over 14 million power cords for its electronic game console.
La, 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 la.
Because of their tendency to catch fire.
La, 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 la.
14 million, by the way.
I can tell you with my record on Xbox, nothing's catching on fire. Nothing's catching on fire.
14 million, by the way, represents about 7 out of 10 of the Xbox consoles sold in this country. So there's a 7 in 10 chance yours is one of the flammable ones.
Hey, I'd like to say hi to my girlfriend's dog, Beluga.
Yeah.
Who decided last night during Survivor to chew through the best TV cord in the house.
Oh,
for the
no.
For the good TV.
Oh, but, my God.
You know, we all, don't we all have maybe one good TV?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the really good TV.
Oh.
And kicked all the power off in the car. It actually threw, kicked the breaker on.
Yeah.
And and otherwise.
But the dog's okay.
No, the dog survived.
You had to put the dog down, I hope.
No, unfortunately, the dog survived.
Mike, that's a supreme offense, and I'm a dog lover. And you're talking about a good TV.
I was unhappy with the pooch.
I was going to say, I mean, I'm not sure that the electricity would have hurt the dog, but nothing happened to the dog last
nothing
night?
Nothing happened to the dog at all.
Really?
The dog was safe, but I tell you, it was amazing. I looked, and there were the teeth marks, and you could see the copper wire.
Yeah.
And the dog, in the olden days, fuse boxes.
Uh-huh.
Is it?
Yeah, right.
Dog would have been toast. I smell hot dog.
And you know, on that Xbox thing, I really got to watch it. I'm playing the other night, and I'm getting killed. I'm on Xbox Live. And shock, you know, I'm losing again, like 35-6, and they've got this thing in the fourth quarter where you can push concede defeat.
Right.
And, the guy can let you quit. The guy writes me a message because I don't have the headset on. Don, I'm not letting you quit.
Oh.
So it's like...
Oh,
it's,
so they know who you are now?
It's one of our ass listeners, so I had to change my gamer tag.
Yeah. So they found you.
They found me.
They
good luck.
Found you.
Yeah, that's creepy.
That is there.
Creepy.
See, well, you started it.
I know it. I know it. Don't yell at me.
Well, about 30 Xbox cords have ignited...
Shut up with the Xbox.
People need to know
the
this.
The Xbox is fine.
About 30 of the cords have ignited so far, with about 7 people burned and nearly 2 dozen cases of smoke damage.
Get out of here.
The company says it's actually known about this problem for some time, but is just now announcing it because it wanted some time to make replacement cords first.
That's good. So let people burn their houses down while we make the replacement.
I use my son's umbilical cord.
People want their
we kept it as a souvenir.
They're
like
very conductive.
Like in Meet the Fockers.
You can't chew through that.
Fat?
I've tried, Mike.
Oh, God.
It's so jerky like.
Fat casino cocktail waitresses and nagging housewives. Our topics when we come back.
I got hiccups.
All right, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
With furs by Dicker and Dicker of Beverly Hills, this is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, two things here for the Beatles.
Yeah.
I got some promise. Hey, who would have thought that after 30 days, we would have had Gallagher on our show 3 times in 30 days?
Amazing. That's kind of a miracle.
And not be pissed at it.
No, it's fun.
He's good. Gallagher State Theater here in the D.C. area in Falls Church, Virginia, tomorrow and Sunday night.
Yeah, I hear that tomorrow's show is sold out. So Sunday night's when you can go.
And Beth Ann McBride will be doing her one-woman show called Petting to a Point. It'll be tomorrow at some phone store somewhere.
Yeah. Singular store?
In Alexandria, I believe.
Duke Street.
In Duke Street in Alexandria, of course.
Duke Street.
Duke.
I
don't mind.
A casino in Atlantic City is requiring its cocktail waitresses to either stay slim or find work elsewhere.
Yeah, hello. You know what this is, Buzz?
What?
That's a card that says reality.
Yeah.
Listen, here's the thing. If you're there, and I can't speak because
right.
I don't gamble as much as Mike,
uh-huh.
but even I know with my limited resources at gambling,
okay.
if I'm there losing for me what is big money, like $500,
right.
I sure don't want Delta Burke coming up
yeah.
and asking me if I want a refill on that Grey Goose and cranberry sauce.
Some guys like Delta Burke.
Okay.
The Borgata Casino says it will fire servers who gain more than 7% of the body weight they had when they were hired.
And incidentally, this is also the policy right here at WJFK.
Women's rights advocates are furious, and frankly, a lot of the gamblers interviewed in the casino itself say they think it's unfair, too. Quoting one, so what if they gain a little weight? They're serving drinks, they're smiling, it doesn't matter.
No, listen, see, now, Mike, you can speak to this better than I can.
Right.
Because you're more of a professional gambler.
I don't know the details because I didn't read the details on this story. It sounds to me like, I go down to the Borgata a lot. Uh-huh. And I think they are known for their attractive servers. They will be screwed if they're trying to say you have to do that. You can't do that in this day and age. It can't be done anymore.
Sure you can.
I don't think you can. The Borgata believes they can.
I think you can. You have people in there spending money. They want to be, at least when you're served.
But it's about? It's not necessarily about coming out with this, which is bad PR. It might not be bad PR.
Right.
I think they're smarter than that. This might be good PR.
Right.
What it is about the people you hire. The people you hire. If you're looking for a good look, obviously. Hire a good
what's the but in what the hell is that what about in I know it's a movie Showgirls, but it's true that if those broads Las Vegas you gain half a pound.
That's, yes, absolutely. Maybe it's the same thing.
So what's the difference?
All I know is that the ones they have at the Borgata are the waitresses that they have there are very, very attractive.
And
very
every
costumes.
Time the waiters
no. every time the waiters are cute too.
Okay, every time we've been out there, don't they bring chicks like with low cut Playboy bunny type, what?
They wear bustiers.
Do you ever get sexual?
The Borgata.
No. What is wrong with you?
Are you talking to me?
I'm all about sex.
No.
I'm talking to Rob.
But it was funny.
I know.
Oh, because he mentioned about men.
The man, yes, of course.
Mike, you don't get the undertones. Yeah. He is highly sexual.
Yes.
Just not the way you and I are.
Right. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I understand that. Now. Quoting another gambler.
Do you think I fooled them, darling?
But I hope so.
Quoting another gambler.
Our secret is safe. For another weekend.
My precious love.
Another gambler says, it's nice to have someone who's nice looking come to your table, but I don't care if they can them because of their weight. That's wrong. But the casino is standing pat, saying the only exceptions are for pregnancy or a medical condition. The other women get suspended for 90 days. If they don't lose the extra weight during their suspension, they're out.
And the trueness of it, I mean, really, as a gambler that goes down, I don't give a rat's ass.
Well, I do.
I got to get this in. We have known for years.
Fat chance that works.
We have known.
The medical condition is addiction to equal.
We've known for years that even a tortured married guy will outlive a single guy. Even though married men tend to be heavier, older, and have higher blood pressure, they still don't die of heart attacks and other causes the way single guys do.
Both my jingles.
But what about women? There's now a study on that from Boston University. Study found that a woman lives just as long, whether she's married or single. The study also, however, and this is appropriate music, because the study found that a woman who feels free to speak up and get things off her chest lives longer than one who keeps it bottled up. In other words,
never miss a job split.
In other words, nagging wives live longer than wives who keep a cork in it.
So, I got hiccups.
So if you could get your wife to stop hounding you about things, you might be rid of her sooner, but then you'd be single and you'd die sooner, too, and that is how they get you. In sports, the last time the Stanley Cup playoffs were canceled was also the last time the Red Sox won the World Series.
Hey, I heard this on ESPN. Did you know this, Mike?
No, history's repeated itself. The last time Stanley Cup playoffs were canceled was because of a flu epidemic in 1919. Then, like now, it was just a few months after Boston had won the World Series, so apparently we'll be doing this story again in another 85 years.
And you'll be here for it.
Yes, I will, as I was last time.
I won't, though, because I'm single.
Finally, a guy was driving across San Francisco's Bay Bridge, tossed his lighted cigarette out the window. What the guy didn't know was that the cigarette was blown back into the window and into his back seat. Before he could clear the bridge, his Ford Expedition was engulfed in flames.
You're not going to believe this.
He quickly pulled over and got out. If he hadn't, he would have very quickly have been more fuel for the conflagration. He didn't even take time to put it in park, so the car rolled into a guardrail and shut down an entire off-ramp for about an hour. When he recovers from the minor burns, he'll be paying a fine for littering and looking for a new ride since the Explorer was totaled. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No. My
minor birds.
As opposed to major birds.
Major birds.
Who we loved on MASH.
Major birds.
That's it. We got to go.
No.
Thank you, Buzz.
No.
Minor birds. As opposed to major birds. Who we loved on MASH.
Major
That's
birds.
It. We got to go. Have a great weekend, everybody. Love you. Free to love you, Bart. Please be safe, everybody. Ron and Fez are coming up next on WJFK. Everybody else, enjoy your block of rock or whatever it is. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you.
I hate when I go to the Borgata and get a fat waiter.
You're a sweet faggot.
Thank you.
We'll see you Monday, everybody.
Have a good weekend, Michael.
This is the Don and Mike Show.